refinance your current mortgage, or looking to consolidate debt, now is the time, and 76 Mortgage should be your first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now, 602-265-LOAN today. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
BK number 0907413.
76 Mortgage, call 602-265-LOAN now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley, repairing the damage. Senator Barack Obama confronts the issue of race and inflammatory comments made by his pastor and spiritual advisor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Reverend Wright's comments were not only wrong, but divisive.
And Obama admits to knowing Wright's views.
Did I know him to be an occasionally fierce critic of American domestic and foreign policy? Of course. Did I ever hear him make remarks that could be considered controversial while I sat in the church? Yes. Did I strongly disagree with many of his political views? Absolutely.
But he also spoke in support of Wright.
He contains within him the contradictions, the good and the bad, of the community that he has served diligently for so many years. I can no more disown him than I can disown the black community.
And Obama said that Wright's comments have sparked a discussion that reflects an issue that has never really been resolved in America. Meanwhile, the latest poll in Pennsylvania indicates Hillary Clinton is regaining ground that she had lost with 5 weeks to go before that state's primary. With the Fed decision on interest rates just over 2 hours away, the bulls are loose on the markets. All of the major indices are showing strong gains. The Dow at this hour is now up about 260 points. If you're wondering whether you should buy or sell, economist Peter Morici say just stick to the basics.
This is not a time to take speculative positions in the stock market or on land or on housing. This is a good time for conservative investing.
Demonstrations outside the Supreme Court today as justices inside hear arguments in a major Second Amendment case. It issues whether a ban on handguns in Washington, D.C. violates the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. This is the High Court's first extensive examination of the Second Amendment since 1939. This is AP Radio News. A stretch of a key route on the East Coast is shut down for repairs. The 3-mile stretch of I-95 in Philadelphia was shut down early today, backing up traffic for miles. Workers are doing emergency repairs. A spokesman for the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation says it may be a while before that highway is reopened.
We are moving expeditiously to implement a plan to build steel support towers to abut this damage column and to get the highway reopened as quickly as possible. While I say quickly, though, that may be a few days.
You know, Heather Mills got almost $50 million in her divorce settlement from Paul McCartney. Well, now we know why she didn't get even more than that. Court documents released today show the judge deciding the settlement thought that she was a less-than-candid court witness. He also wrote that Mills' evidence was inconsistent and inaccurate, and she was less-than-impressive as a witness. And about 30,000 employees at Delta Airlines are now being offered voluntary severance payouts. Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There is no reason to live in fear, and your home in particular should be somewhere you can relax. Your home is no place to be fearful, yet we all know someone who was caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a family and pets you are responsible for. Protect Your World Alarms wants your home to be your haven. Protect Your World Alarms is locally owned and provides alarms for asset protection to monitor carbon monoxide levels and alert you to fires. Protect Your World Alarms offers a complete range of home security solutions, to include the latest security cameras so you can monitor your home or business online 24 hours a day. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. 800-273-8003 or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-622-6619. That's 1-800-622-6619. 1-800-622-6619.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
I think we have serious enemies who wish to do us serious harm.
Nuclear-armed Iran clearly could do significant damage.
He's right. Fear-mongering is better with more cowbell.
That's right.
Everything's better with more cowbell.
It's a fever.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartland Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, and I'm not Tom Hartman. He's on an airplane. We talked to him yesterday from Nairobi, Kenya, as he was returning from his very important trip to Darfur. And Tom will be arriving back in his home in Portland, he thinks, about midnight tonight. And he says sleep is overrated. So he expects to be back on the air in Portland and on this national program tomorrow. And I'm sure that's going to happen because Tom is one of the hardest working people in talk radio. I'm delighted to be sitting in for Tom again today. My name's Peter B. Collins. I'm based in San Francisco. Want to know more about me? I've got a website, peterbcollins.com. Doesn't everybody? We're at the Take Back America conference where progressives have convened here. This is my third year attending the conference. It's been underway in this form for about 5 years, and it's exciting and just really gratifying to see so many progressives gather in this important election year. In a moment, Joe Andrews will join us, the former chair of the Democratic National Committee. Jared Bernstein from the Economic Policy Institute will help us understand Wall Street's meltdown and what it means to the average American working family. Drew Weston is a professor from North Carolina, I think. I'll get that to you in a couple of minutes. Oh, I've got it right over here. Let's see. Something like that. He wrote a book, and we'll talk about it. Also, Congressman John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, will be with us later this hour. And I will ask him to respond to the very important and powerful speech that Barack Obama just concluded about half an hour ago in Philadelphia. I must say, I was quite impressed. So there's a lot to talk about. If you want to join this conversation, you can do so. We'll try to squeeze in calls as we take different guests during every segment. The toll-free number is 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Joe Andrew joins us now. He's a Hoosier, and nobody should hold that against him. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. It's great
you were
to
the
be here
youngest
with you.
Chair in Democratic National
well,
Committee history.
You know, I always wish there was some other adjective than just youngest, but I think you're absolutely right. I think I headed over David Wilhelm by 6 days.
Uh-huh.
So I always say that David looks younger, seems younger, you know, a better guy just
uh-huh.
all over than I was as well.
You're aging gracefully.
Well, thank you very much.
You have most of your hair.
Yes, yes.
I can't say that.
But it was a great, like with David's tenure there, a great privilege and honor to have had that job. Unfortunately, I got it doing from two constitutional crises, from the impeachment of the president to the recount in Florida.
Right.
So
yeah,
it was a fun time.
Well, let's talk about the current crises with the Democratic National Committee. Florida has said there will be no revote, no mail-in vote, no caucuses. The January results will stand, and they will sit during the first, at least the first vote at the convention.
It's unbelievable.
Now, I actually think this is the right decision. I think that changing the rules in the middle of the game would leave no one happy and would create the perception that politics had intervened to benefit probably Hillary in this case because of the way that vote turned out in January. And I don't fault the Democrats in Florida. It was the Republican legislature and Charlie Crist who moved up the primary defiance of the DNC. And do you have any hope that some rationality will descend on the states and that in the 2012 primaries that we can do this without everybody trying to jump to the front? California did it. That's where I'm from. And it was exciting to be part of the process for a change. But, hey, Puerto Rico is going to be part of the process, and they're right at the end of the line.
That's right. Well, Peter, as you may know, I've been a very vocal critic of these rules since I was the chair in 2000, because it seems to me that for those of us who, for example, do not like the Electoral College, we think that because Al Gore got 575,000 more votes than George Bush, that he should have been the president. It's a little hard to argue that the person who doesn't just get the most votes ought to be the Democratic nominee as well. So while I am a Hillary Clinton supporter, I believe very much in this basic principle that we ought to simply have a system in place, not of caucuses, but just of primaries, and whoever gets the most votes ought to be the nominee. That ought to be the rules. In fact, as you may have seen, most polls show you that most people think that is the way that it actually happens.
Right.
And I don't think that just because of my tenure of being involved in politics, that somehow my vote means more than the guy who delivers my mail or the woman who checked me out at the grocery store yesterday.
You're a super D.
I happen to be a super delegate. But show you how crazy these rules are. It's like English peerage, right? Well, senators are superdelegates as long as they have the office of being a senator. I am a superdelegate for the rest of my life.
Oh, my Lord.
Right? So it's like
I should call you my Lord, right?
Exactly.
You're in the House of Lords.
But that's how absurd it is, right? It's like English peerage. I've got it just because I happen to have a title, for no other reason at all. We can move people around. I happen to, like many people who are in Congress or senators, I have a home here in Washington, D.C. I've got a house that I own back in Indianapolis, Indiana. I vote in Indiana. But the DNC decided just to move me to Maryland after the election. I guess the theory may be that because the election in Maryland already happened, I'd be less influential in Indiana. But you know, all of these things, none of them are important by themselves, but they just show you how crazy the system is. And your question is the right one, the one that most people are not asking, which is, how do we change these rules so that it doesn't happen again? And the fact of the matter is, I believe the answer is pretty simple, is that the person who gets the most votes ought to be the nominee, and the person who gets the most votes ought to be president of the United States.
There's an obscure book written by a great guy named Thomas Gangalli in California, all about the primary process, a little bit academic, but he lays out in the book many alternate plans, and his is called the American Plan. And to summarize it briefly, he has a series of regional primaries scheduled a month apart, starting in February, and the size of the population of these regional primaries grows over time. So you start like New Hampshire and Iowa, but without the peculiarities of those two states. And I understand their traditions and their desire to really drive the process, but if we're going to move to the next phase of primary politics, I think we have to get away from the history of those two states and build a program that really identifies key voter groups that are critical to the Democratic Party so that we don't skew it with Iowa and New Hampshire, which frankly are not.
Well, all of these different plans are based on the assumption, right, that actual voters' votes count. The reason you want to have more demographic diversity, for example, is because of the fact that you believe in those states that have higher African American or have higher Latino populations, their vote will count. We should begin by changing rules just to make sure that votes count, that people ought to win a state by having simply more votes. The reality is we need delegates to have a party platform, we need delegates to make rules for the party, but we don't need delegates, let alone superdelegates, to actually choose who our nominee is.
Yeah.
We simply ought to have a system that says you get the most votes, you get to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. And that, to contrast that with a Republican system that would not be like that, I think would give the party a great advantage. No matter, and so instead of focusing just on what order people ought to go in, we also ought to focus on making sure that we actually have people's votes counts in this process. And that's why I think, you know, again, this back to the, unfortunately, the rules that we're stuck with right now, that's the problem we have.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is that Joe Andrews is a superdelegate, right?
Yeah.
I'm the problem. And we ought to try to find ways in order to make sure that we're talking about changing the rules so that those of us, you know, who believe the rules ought to be changed can be part of the solution and not the problem.
Joe Andrew with us here on the Tom Hartman program. Now, what about the Great Lakes State? I don't want to forget my Uncle Charlie. He's in his 80s, and he wants to vote. He did vote in the primary, but he wanted to vote for Obama, and he had to vote for to be named later or something like that.
Well, these,
what do we do with Michigan?
There's no question, obviously. You can't. Again, as a Clinton supporter, I still believe you cannot count the votes in Michigan. It would be absurd to count them since Barack Obama was not even on the ballot there.
Mm-hmm.
And arguments that you should count them, I just are stretch, and no one's going to win this election by stretching. You're going to win this election because you capture the hearts and minds of Americans, and you've got the better policies in place. The challenge on both these things is who pays for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have another election, who pays for it?
And I don't even want to go there, Joe, because the dynamics from January to June, if that's when a rerun would occur, are so different that it's not fair. It's not representative. And I don't think that any kind of these redos make sense in the big scheme of things.
Well, I think the challenge is whether or not you believe that it is important to make sure that the votes count, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it does not seem to be fair to say the votes should count on the date that we had the primaries, because obviously the rules were that you could not compete in those primaries.
Right.
So I don't think we can argue that the results of those elections ought to be counted. So if you believe that people's voices ought to be heard and votes ought to be counted, you have no choice but to have a election,
mm-hmm.
period. That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Republicans argue that they should not pay for it, for example, in Florida, because of the fact that it cost $10 to $18 million.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the very reason they wanted to move their primary up was, of course, the economic benefit of having a primary that matters, because you get thousands of volunteers come in, they go to restaurants, they stay at hotels, they rent cars. Look at all that money that was spent at, you know, Dunkin' Donuts that we learned all about from both campaigns.
Right. Joe Andrew, you've written a book called The Blue Way about investing in, is this Democratic or progressive businesses? How do you define blue?
Right. Well, we define blue by giving a majority of money to Democrats or Democratic causes, what the FEC would identify for us as well.
Uh-huh.
And the Freakonomics moment that kind of changed my life in this world is, you know, I spent a lot of my time asking people to give money to Democratic causes and Democratic candidates. And I kept thinking, you know what? I think these businesses that the Democrats run, they're really better companies. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly when I figured out that if you actually put an investment in those companies, you would have done much better than if you had put an investment in the S&P 500. That made a big difference.
Very interesting. It's called The Blue Way, How to Profit by Investing in a Better World. Joe Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Coming up next, more on the Tom Hartman Program. Live from Take Back America in Washington, I'm Peter B. Collins.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
In Scotland, Caith Sith was a black cat who, legend had it, was a transformed witch. Higgins would like to be Bush's war czar if he could transform. He'd love to help with war and havoc. He'd be one happy cat. Did you know that your cat's skin, coat, and eyes are a good way to measure the nutrition in her diet? Purina One is scientifically formulated to deliver the nutrition your cat needs to look and feel her best. A shiny coat, healthy skin, fresh breath, white teeth. These are all signs that the nutrition of Purina One is making a positive impact on your cat's health. When your pet improves on the outside, it's an indication she's going through healthy changes on the inside, too. Purina One has protein, linoleic acid, and zinc for a smooth, glossy coat. Vitamin A and riboflavin helps avoid dry skin, and vitamin A helps promote clear, bright eyes. I've seen healthy changes in Higgins over the 2 years since our switch to Purina One, like a shinier coat and more energy. I changed Higgins' health for the better just by changing his food to Purina One. You could too. Just call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One formula that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat. Or go online to Purina One Challenge, PurinaOneChallenge.com.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351 or log on to 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
You want to talk? I've got your talk right here. Action Point with Cynthia Black is now 3 hours every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Greg Palast reports, your calls, my interviews, and of course, scintillating personality. What are you waiting for? Come on, win, don't whine this campaign season with Action Point with Cynthia Black on the Valley's Progressive Talk, Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 1480 KPHX.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I am a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Ferry is at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
We continue on the Tom Hartman program live from Take Back America in Washington, D.C. I'm Peter B. Collins, and Jared Bernstein joins us now. He is at the Economic Policy Institute here in Washington, former deputy chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor, and his new book is called Crunch, Why Do I Feel So Squeezed and Other Unsolved Economic Mysteries. Hi, Jared.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to see you again, and very timely here. I need your help. I'm trying to understand subprime, the hedge funds, the Bear Stearns meltdown, the calming words from our decider-in-chief, and the late-night and weekend actions of the Fed.
Yeah,
so
well,
explain it all to us.
If you have about 24 hours and some no-dos, we could get right into it. I think the important thing to understand about the subprime slime and the ensuing problems is that the dots can be connected in the following way. We had a remarkable housing bubble in this country where home prices were inflated way, way above both their fundamental value and historical levels. Once that bubble burst, a lot of bad things started happening. First of all, home prices began to fall, and a whole bunch of loans that were really only going to work out if prices kept rising began to default. That's the foreclosure phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we found that many of those loans were embedded, it's called securitized, were embedded in debt instruments that were held really all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And a firm, an investment firm like Bear Stearns was holding a lot of that bad debt.
Mm-hmm.
The folks who had made those loans were beginning to call in their IOUs. So it really
mm-hmm.
was a run on the bank, but in this case a run on an investment bank. And the Fed had to decide, do we let this bank fail, sort of impose the market discipline that should mm-hmm. that will happen in that kind of case, or do we get in there and try to orchestrate a bailout because they're too big to fail?
Mm-hmm.
The Fed, working with J.P. Morgan, decided that the bailout was warranted.
Now, these The mortgages, the subprimes that were in bad shape. Let me just simplify that and call that bad paper, okay? Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, there were these different pools of investment, and these securitized mortgages would be sold to people, and the rate of return was based on the rate of risk. So were all the subprime mortgages in one basket, mm-hmm. and has the default, you know, been isolated to a discrete sector? Or did they roll all this up into bigger packages to try to average out the risk, and therefore good paper and bad paper are essentially going down in flames together?
It's really the latter, in the sense that the stuff was all rolled in together. And by the way, let me correct one point you made. Risk was inadequately priced. That's actually one of the problems that got us into this mess. The actual cost, the true cost of the risk that people were undertaking, was much lower than it should have been. And part of it, again, connects to the very story you're telling. If you make me a loan, and let's say it's a risky loan, you're going to be worried about whether I'm going to have the capacity to pay back that loan. So you've got a lot of reasons either not to make the loan or to make the loan based on a set of conditions that ensure you get paid back. But how about instead you take that risky loan and you sell it off to somebody far away from you? Now there's this distance between originator, you, and borrower,
right.
me. And that in and of itself has diminished the price of risk, and the stuff all gets bundled up in ways that basically who knows how at this point. And that's why there's so much uncertainty in the markets, because a lot of investors, lenders, don't even know the value of the holdings of many of the people they're dealing with.
So how do we protect working families? I'm not so worried about the chairman of Bear Stearns.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw in the paper just $922 million in losses. Well, that means he's still got another $400 million left.
Don't worry about him.
But what about the, you know, the people? How is this going to trickle down? The Bush tax cuts haven't trickled down to me yet, but I bet this is going to trickle down faster.
Well, right. I mean, I think the way this works, as far this is an important question, one that's actually been very underexplored. How does all this, as my grandma would say, mishigas going on Wall Street, affect, you know, working people who are trying to get their kids to school and make the paycheck last through energy and food costs, et cetera? I think the answer is actually somewhat paradoxical, in the sense that by preventing really a meltdown in the financial sector, even though it very aptly can be viewed as bailing out certain bondholders, by preventing a meltdown, the length and depth of the recession can be mitigated. We really do need an economy where credit flows pretty freely. Now, there are ways in which you want to orchestrate these bailouts such that you don't catch too many bad fish in the net, and we can talk about that. But I think the important thing from Main Street's perspective is that the focus is on the Federal Reserve and others getting some of the bad debt off the balance sheet, resolving kind of the crisis in the financial market, the credit markets, so that the economy can start functioning more smoothly again.
Mm-hmm. Jared Bernstein's with us from the Economic Policy Institute. And as we look at this, I heard some rosy predictions about how, you know, by the election time, that this recession may be behind us. Now, the administration hasn't even admitted yet that we're in a recession. The stimulus package doesn't impress me, and I think that this could be a really long one. I think it's dangerous to predict an early recovery. Your comment?
I totally agree with you. There is no way I can imagine that the pain from this recession is going to be gone by Election Day. Remember, the last recession ended and jobs continued to decline for over a year after that.
Yeah.
So it's not just recession, it's recovery you have to worry about.
Jared Bernstein, the new book is called Crunch, Why Do I Feel So Squeezed? Thank you for joining us here.
My pleasure, Peter.
I'm Peter B. Collins for Tom Hartman, live from Washington, D.C., the Take Back America Conference. John Conyers will join us in a few minutes.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-729-8718. That's 888-729-8718. 888-729-8718. Call 888-729-8718.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama talks about race. I'm Rita Foley.
Thank you.
Barack Obama in Philadelphia reacting to the uproar over his former pastor's comments about race.
I have already condemned in unequivocal terms the statements of Reverend Wright that have caused such controversy and in some cases pain.
But Obama said he can't disown the pastor any more than he could disown his white grandmother who helped raise him, sacrificed for him, and loves him, but who once said she feared black men on the street. Stocks are rallying. The Dow Industrial Average has surged more than 200 points in early trading. This afternoon, the Fed's expected to cut interest rates. Delta Airlines has offered voluntary severance payouts to more than half of its workforce. That's roughly 30,000 employees. Soaring fuel costs are partly to blame. Less than candid. That's how the judge who ruled on Heather Mills' divorce settlement from Paul McCartney found her. She wanted $250 million. She got about $50 million. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. You know, a lot of our listeners are probably going to wait until summertime before they even think about their air conditioning. Well, I used to be the same way, but not anymore. Now I call Parker & Sons. I get it checked out now, so I'm not stuck in the heat come summertime. In fact, Parker & Sons is offering their AC tune-up for only $69. That's $30 off. So take it from me, folks, and call Parker & Sons now at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
Sundays at 2 p.m., the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back with a new two-hour format, which means more time for your opinions to be heard. Voice of Arizona.com is the only show where the discussion never ends because it continues online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tell your friends that the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back on Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Mike Malloy Show.
A Republican squirrel head of Iowa, if ever there was one, said on Friday that terrorists will celebrate if Barack Obama wins the presidency. You know why? Because of his middle name and who his father was. It's really, why don't they just come out and call him a...
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We continue live from Washington, D.C. on the Tom Hartman Program on Air America Coast to Coast. I'm delighted to be sitting in for Tom. Peter B. Collins here at the Take Back America Progressive Conference. And coming up in a few minutes, we're expecting to be joined by Congressman John Conyers of Michigan. And I think we get like 9 minutes with him. And I'd like about 2 hours. I'll certainly ask him about impeachment, but I kind of know what the answer is going to be there. Got to ask him about what to do with Michigan's vote in the primaries. And we also have to get his reaction to Barack Obama's powerful speech in Philadelphia today. Drew Weston joins us now, and I had the pleasure of meeting Drew a couple of months back here in Washington. He is the author of The Political Brain, The Role of Emotion in Deciding the Fate of the Nation. And I was trying to work through, you teach at Duke?
Emory,
I'm sorry. This bio, we've got to get a new one. I'm sorry. It hasn't been properly updated. Drew, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Tell me what's a good school.
Tell me what you think about this speech, Barack Obama under fire. And interestingly enough, I watched the speech on the Fox News channel where the noted expert on American race relations, Bill Kristol, was doing the pre-speech commentary along with a male anchor and a leggy blonde who was not identified on the screen. And I'm not trying to dismiss her, but just what Fox does. The set often... you know, was shown in a wide shot so that we could see that this anchor has really nice legs. But it was an all-white crew there to discuss this important speech on race matters by Senator Obama. And last night, just before I conked out, I caught the end of Hannity and Combs, where Sean Hannity was bragging that he has been playing the Jeremiah Wright clips for a year and 3 months, taking credit for breaking this story. And this is the breathtaking part, Drew. He compared it to the great work he did for the nation in being the first news anchor to feature the Swift Boat veterans in 2004. Now, look at the way that mind works. Ow!
I think I need to put him on my couch.
Sorry, I just intervened on other radio shows. Sorry.
It was Fox.
Go ahead, Drew.
Well, it's interesting because I watched it on MSNBC, and the pregame warm-up was Pat Buchanan. And a couple of other commentators. One who was superb, but most of them were actually speaking fairly negatively in advance about the speech, about how virtually impossible this is going to be for him to pull off. And I have to say at the end, other than Pat Buchanan, who basically said, you know, white people of the world unite, everyone was blown away. I mean, yeah. I frankly couldn't keep tears out of my eyes through half the speech. It was the most honest speech on race I've ever heard an American deliver. It was the most honest speech on race I've ever heard a Democrat deliver, and it's the speech.
And
race.
he was neither defensive nor patronizing. No. Those are the two extremes on the meter that I was concerned about.
That's right.
And he did not hit either of those pegs.
No, and you know what was remarkable is that he spoke to black Americans, but he also spoke to those white blue-collar males who defected from the Democratic Party since Lyndon Johnson, and who for the last 30 years have voted less than 40% Democrat, most of the time about 35% Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it in two ways. One was he basically said, I hear your resentments about things like affirmative action, and they're not all illegitimate,
mm-hmm.
which was a remarkable thing for a Democrat and a black Democrat to say. But the other thing that he did that...
If you can hold that thought, I think we have that clip right now. Chris, let's roll it.
In fact, a similar anger exists within segments of the white community. Most working and middle-class white Americans don't feel that they've been particularly privileged by their race. Their experience is the immigrant experience. As far as they're concerned, no one handed them anything. They built it from scratch. They've worked hard all their lives, many times only to see their jobs shipped overseas or their pensions dumped after a lifetime of labor. They are anxious about their futures, and they feel their dreams slipping away. And in an era of stagnant wages and global competition, opportunity comes to be seen as a zero-sum game in which your dreams come at my expense. So when they are told to bus their children to a school across town, when they hear an African American is getting an advantage in landing a good job or a spot in a good college because of an injustice that they themselves never committed, when their fears about crime in urban neighborhoods are somehow prejudiced, resentment builds over time.
I'm Peter B. Collins here in Washington talking with Drew West. And Drew, wasn't that an amazing way of explaining those issues and taking the sting of resentment and putting it in an honest context?
It was extraordinary to hear a Democrat speak the truth about race, both sides of the truth. And that was what was so extraordinary about the speech. I think, you know, I was going to say that piece of the speech is something that white, blue-collar males are going to hear, and they're going to hear well, because it's the first time I think I've heard a Democrat ever say that. I can't remember the last time a Democrat said, you know, you work in a mill, I don't care if you're white and you're black, you're not privileged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the second thing that he did that I think was so important for blue-collar males is that he didn't abandon a friend. He acted like a man. He took this thing, you know,
I can no more disown him than I can my white grandmother.
That's exactly right. And you know what's so powerful about that is that those blue-collar white males, like all of the rest of us, understand loyalty and they understand disloyalty. And had he thrown his own pastor under the bus, it neither would have been honest, nor would anyone have believed it, nor would it have shown courage or loyalty. And I think to say, I'm not going to disown this man who baptized my children, was an act of tremendous courage. And I think it's that's the meta message, the message that most voters will get from it was, my God, this guy's got some cojones to get up there and say that when he could so easily have just thrown him under the bus.
And under fire, he is showing poise, determination, focus, and leadership. Many of the things that the Clinton talking points challenge him on.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better example of leadership. I mean, on the race issue, we haven't heard leadership like that from any Democrat. The last Democrat who came close, ironically, was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And the last Democrat who would speak with some honesty about race, about the culture of dependency in our inner cities,
mm-hmm.
was William Jefferson Clinton.
Let's take some calls. We've got listeners who want to talk about this. Sherwin in Seattle, listening to AM 1090, where, in fact, the Peter B. Collins Show is heard on Saturday nights. Hello, Sherwin.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Congressman Conyers. You know, I believe that, you know, I've been following this race since the very beginning before Iowa and all that, and I've kept up close. And I have heard, you know, race throughout this race, particularly when they tried to turn the Hispanic community against the black community. The Hillary Clinton camp tried to do that. And now it's come to this. Race is something that we've always dealt with, and we will continue to deal with. But at the same time, by putting Barack in office as the president of the United States, it's going to force the United States to realign its priorities and take a second look at things. It's going to turn a page in history.
Well, Sherwin, I really appreciate your comment. Thank you, sir. Anthony's also in Seattle. Go ahead, Anthony. You're on Air America. I'm Peter B., and he's Drew Weston.
Oh, good morning. I echo the sentiments of the previous caller. It just,
was amazing how, you know, here essentially Barack Obama was being swift-boated with this creature video that kept getting played on not just Fox, but on CNN. And I actually took it a step further. I got so enraged. You remember the night that Atlanta was hit with that tornado and
right.
it actually struck CNN
yeah.
headquarters?
Yeah.
My local news here in Seattle broke in to their regularly scheduled newscast and brought us breaking news of this tornado in Atlanta. I go to CNN and they're playing the Barack Obama preacher story up, and it just never wavered. And I got so enraged. You know, why are they not reporting the news? You know, I just got so out frustrated. So for him to actually come out and turn this swift boat thing that all of the networks, not just Fox, were playing into this Kennedy or the brother Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy-esque speech, I just thought was fantastic. And for Hillary to not do the same when she had a surrogate that was, you know, Geraldine Ferraro, she just, you know, she took like 28 days or something for her to actually even come to grips with it, where, you know, she says that Obama is not showing a leadership. She's praising John McCain for his leadership. I just think that, you know, today's speech just really settled it for me.
All right, Anthony, thank you very much. Drew, your comment?
Well, two comments. One is, if I didn't live in Atlanta, if I were Jerry Falwell, I would say what happened to CNN was God's wrath on CNN for swift voting. I agree with the caller. I think that you couldn't have asked for a speech that shouted leadership and courage more than this one, when there must have been so many voices calling for him to say, knuckle under, throw the guy under the bus and move on.
Hey, Chris, can you hold the break for a minute? I'm sorry to do that to you, but I want to take quickly Michael in Long Beach, who disagrees here. Michael, join us on the program. Peter B. and Drew Weston. Go ahead with a quick comment.
Yeah, hi. I just thought Obama, what he said about the pastor, it was slight criticism of the United States. It really troubles me when I hear people saying, yeah, what the pastor said was true. About downgrading the United States and saying that we're a nation of colorblind, that we're not a nation of colorblind. When you see that, when this pastor is saying that the we haven't changed, look at his protege. You don't think that Obama, you think Obama 20 years ago couldn't have run for president? I mean, don't you think that this pastor is blind to the fact that...
Well, Michael, I appreciate your comment. You're breaking up a little bit, but Barack Obama directly addressed that. And he said that Pastor Wright is a creature of the past and is filled with the contradictions of his history, and that he doesn't acknowledge change. And that is one of the things that Obama cited as a difference between him and Jeremiah Wright. I appreciate the disagreement call. Go ahead and roll. Chris, I thank you for holding the break. Drew Weston, thanks for staying with us today. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And again, Drew Weston's book is called The Political Brain, The Role of Emotion in Deciding the Fate of Our Nation. And he teaches at Emory University. We're waiting for Congressman John Conyers. He's been delayed. Celinda Lake, the pollster, will join us next here on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Peter B. Collins, live from Take Back America, the Progressive Conference in Washington, D.C. More coming up here on Air America.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now packages start at under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HD TV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
With these tough economic times, you need your business out there more than ever. How does $12 a month to reach over 350,000 readers sound to your budget? The Arizona Pride Guide and GayArizona.com is your best way to reach so many for so little with a high disposable income. Did you know the gay and lesbian community shops, dines, and entertains 3 times more than the mainstream, and that 88% made purchasing decisions on companies that advertised in the GLBT community? Sounds like a market to target. The Arizona Pride Guide and GayArizona.com is the Arizona GLBT community and friendly resource guide. Call today at 602-466-2501 to have your business listed with a link to your website within 72 hours. Plus, be listed in the 2009 printed edition. Sign up by April 1st and mention 1480 KPHX, and we will add your picture or logo next to your listing online at no additional charge. Please call the Arizona Pride Guide at 602-466-2501.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege.
I'm Peter B. Collins, in for Tom Hartman here at Take Back America. And in just a moment, Congressman John Conyers is going to join us. Things are subject to change here. He just arrived. And Celinda Lake, the pollster, will be joining us probably in the next hour at some point. And while I have a moment, I want to dedicate this broadcast today to my dad. It would have been his 85th birthday, and he was a great man who contributed a lot to me, and I miss him. It's also my friend Rona's birthday. It's a big one with a zero, so happy birthday to Rona Renner. And here comes Congressman Conyers, and he's going to think I'm Tom Hartman, but in fact, I'm Peter B. Collins.
Hello, Peter.
Mr. Conyers, welcome.
You look like Tom Hartman to me.
Please sit down. How are you today, sir?
Of course, I don't look like Harry Belafonte to you.
No. How are you doing?
Everything's good.
I bring greetings from our friend Tony Truppiano. I understand you visit his restaurant every now and then.
My man. Oh, God. What a great guy.
Well, he ran for Congress last time in Michigan, too.
Yeah, and he came close.
Uh-huh.
He came very close.
If you can lean into the microphone, there are people all over the country hanging on your every word, sir.
Oh, okay. This is live.
Yes, it is.
And in person.
It is.
In
and I'm
color.
Delighted to talk with you. First
in
up,
living color.
May I ask you what should happen with Michigan votes in the primaries? Florida has opted out of any kind of a rerun.
Exactly. Well, it's so simple that it's easily overlooked in the political system. Namely, split the votes, don't spend a dime, and get past it. Florida's got over the redo nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan soon will follow suit.
Do the delegates get a vote on the first ballot at the convention?
I would imagine they do.
Well, but they're not supposed to be seated under the current rules, Michigan and Florida.
No. Well, once we split the votes, they are seated.
Uh-huh.
It's all over. We just made up. We kissed and made up. And the idea is to do it soon, as early as in front of the convention as humanly possible.
Okay. That's...
Because we have to go arm in arm, hand in hand. Look. Hillary can't win without Obama and vice versa. And what we're trying to do is not just keep the personality differences down between the two candidates, but between their millions of supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my goal. Everybody be nice. This is like the preliminaries. And they're acting like it's the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The big game is in November, so trying to win this one with desperation and an air of a fanatical must win.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a sports game.
Did you have a chance to hear or see Senator Obama's Philadelphia speech an hour ago?
It just so happens I happen to have a copy of it here.
I was so impressed, Congressman. It really, he took on the issues without veering into defensiveness,
right.
Without being patronizing to any group that he spoke to. He addressed race head on. Both from black and white perspectives, and I really think it was a home run.
I was told to tell everybody on your show, even though you're not Tom Hartman, do the best, that this was the best speech I've ever heard since Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
And who asked you to say that?
My staff.
I see.
But I haven't heard the speech.
Okay.
But I got it here. But I haven't read it.
Okay.
And we're trying to get a computer right now so I can hear. I want to hear it.
Oh, you should.
I want to go beyond just reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were, look, when staffers are so carried away, look.
He's extending the microphone to a staff person. What's your name, please?
Communication.
What's your name?
Melanie.
My name is Melanie Roussel,
Hello, Melanie.
Director for the committee.
Uh-huh.
Notice how bashful a communication
she is. I'm shocked. So, Melanie, what was your reaction?
It was the most moving speech I've ever heard live. I was not here for the I Have a Dream speech, but
uh-huh.
I would say it's by far the most moving speech and thorough and deliberate.
Yeah.
And
why did you like it?
Because he took every racial emotion and thought and conversation and put it all out on the table,
yeah.
All in 45 minutes.
And yeah.
It was a lot, but
yeah.
it was considerate. I was
moved too.
Moved.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing thing I've
ever
heard.
Thank you, Melanie. Congressman, we just have a minute remaining here, and I want to thank you for your time. Many of my listeners are very concerned about the lack of progress or process on impeachment, and I know you've made the case about why the Democrats aren't pursuing it.
Okay,
but may I ask you...
I'll go back and drop a resolution in as soon as we finish.
Wow. Thank you very much. But would you continue your work at Judiciary, hold them accountable for the U.S. attorney scandal, hold them accountable for the FISA law breaking, hold them accountable for the lies we've been told? Will you do that, sir?
We're doing a study on the imperial presidency, so that we'll be
John Connor, listening
Thank
to
you
the
very
Tom
much.
Hartman program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
Tom Hartman program.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
In the Grand Canyon, adventure comes with the territory. Now, in stunning IMAX 3D, experience the thrill of river rafting down the mighty Colorado River. Join conservationist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and an expedition team on a whitewater journey. Featuring songs and music by Dave Matthews Band. Discover the grandeur. Ride the rapids. And get immersed. Grand Canyon Adventure. River at Risk 3D. Narrated by Robert Redford. Presented by Teva. Supported by Kohler.
Starting Friday at the IMAX Theater at Arizona Mills, presented locally by All American Turf, the low-cost grass alternative that requires no water or maintenance. For more info, log on to IMAX.com/Tempe.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPAJ, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Barack Obama and race. The Democratic presidential candidate is trying to distance himself from inflammatory comments made by the pastor of his church in a speech that also focused on the continuing racial divide in America.
But the remarks that have caused this recent firestorm weren't simply controversial. They weren't simply a religious leader's efforts to speak out against perceived injustice. Instead, they expressed a profoundly distorted view of this country.
Brown University political science professor Darrell West says it's not clear yet, though, whether this speech will help Obama politically. For the first time in almost 70 years, the Supreme Court is taking up a major case involving the Second Amendment. At issue is whether Washington, D.C.'s ban on handguns is constitutional. Alan Gura is a lawyer for the group of people challenging that law.
We believe that the Second Amendment does indeed have relevance today and remains an operative right in the nation's capital.
D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty, though, says the ban is about protecting the people of Washington.
This is a public safety case. We have long had a law in the District of Columbia that handguns are banned in the city.
The law that has been on the books for about 30 years is one of the most restrictive in the country. A little over an hour before the Fed announces its latest decision on interest rates, all of the major indices are going upward. The Dow is now up by about 286 points. More comments expected from President Bush today on the economy. Bush plans to tour a cargo shipping company in Florida and speak again in support of a pending trade agreement with Colombia. A developing story out of Detroit. Embattled Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is being asked to resign by the city council. Prosecutors are investigating whether Kilpatrick and his former chief of staff lied under oath about having an affair. This is AP Radio News. The Dalai Lama is threatening to step down as leader of Tibet's government in exile. That because of the violence that has erupted in his homeland. The recent protests against Chinese rule in Tibet began peacefully earlier this month, but later turned violent. Chinese officials say 16 people have been killed. About 30,000 people who work for Delta Airlines are being asked to take voluntary payouts. Tom Parsons of BestFares.com says it's all about the cost of jet fuel and the need to operate in markets that are the most profitable.
They're going to stay in markets that make them money, and the markets that don't make them money, where they have the cheap, low-cost airlines flying as their competitors, they're probably going to give up part of that market share and push that traffic to those low-cost carriers.
Traveling along a major East Coast highway is more difficult than usual today. A three-mile stretch of I-95 in Philadelphia is closed as workers make emergency repairs on a six-foot crack of a concrete support pillar. It could take 2 to 4 days to complete those repairs. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Capsaicin. Capsaicin is odor-free, long-lasting, and clinically proven to work fast on arthritis pain. Available in cream or non-mess liquid applicator.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-339-4151 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. You know, a lot of our listeners are probably going to wait until summertime before they even think about their air conditioning. Well, I used to be the same way, but not anymore. Now I call Parker & Sons. I get it checked out now, so I'm not stuck in the heat come summertime. In fact, Parker & Sons is offering their AC tune-up for only $69. That's $30 off. So take it from me, folks, and call Parker & Sons now at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR for Parker & Sons.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash 'em, feed 'em, spoil 'em, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
Real people.
Yeah.
Real problems.
Election time's coming.
Real change.
Who you gonna vote for?
Real life.
Yeah.
Real death.
If I was president.
Sometimes an election seems like a game.
Instead of spending
remind yourself.
Millions on the war.
It's not.
I can use that money.
It's our future.
So I can feed the poor.
Election 2008. Activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, live from Washington, D.C., the annual Take Back America Conference of Progressives. Peter B. Collins here, sitting in for Tom today. You can call into the program. We're taking calls where we can, shifting guests every segment, so things move pretty quickly. But you can dial in toll-free at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270, and you can drop me an email. It's simple, peter@peterbcollins.com. David J. Sirota joins us now, and I know David from his work at the Center for American Progress a few years ago. He now has a syndicated newspaper column. He's worked for some great progressives like Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, and Brian Schweitzer, who is now the governor of Montana. Welcome, David.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, this is an exciting conference, and the buzz is really strong. The impact of that Obama speech is rippling through this event. We just talked to Congressman Conyers about it. Did you have a chance to catch any of it?
I heard a couple pieces of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And what's your overall impression of Obama?
Well, you know, I wrote a cover story for The Nation a couple years ago after interviewing him, and my take on him is this, is that here's a guy who wants to do the right thing, who I think wants to be pushed to do the right thing, wants to build a movement that helps him do the right thing if he were to be president. My concern with him is that I think he is conflicted between whether he wants to be a movement leader or wants praise from the highest reaches of the establishment. And it's hard to be both. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible to be both. In fact, I would defy anybody to name somebody who has been both a movement leader, a successful movement leader, and achieved high praise from the top levels of the bipartisan establishment in Washington with the corollary of while they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there have been people who've led movements who have, after they've died, have been venerated by the establishment. I don't think there's anybody, Dr. Martin Luther King, anybody who has led, you know, Cesar Chavez, you name a movement leader, Paul Wellstone,
mm-hmm.
who has led a movement and simultaneously been embraced by the Washington establishment. And obviously, that's for obvious reasons. If you're
mm-hmm.
leading a movement against the Washington establishment, the Washington establishment's not going to embrace you. And so that's my one concern with Obama, is that he's sometimes is a little conflicted on which he wants to be.
Mm-hmm. I'd say one of my concerns is I really, you know, appreciate the rhetoric that he's offered. And this speech today was another one where he was offering a unifying message while being very direct and blunt about the issues of race in this country from both black and white perspectives. And what I have some concern about is this kind of post-partisanship that he offers. It's also embraced by my California governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's hard to govern with. And we saw Bill Clinton trying to unite people after the fractious 92 election, came in with health care and gays in the military as immediate initiatives, and just got slammed right down by Democrats over gays in the military. And I do think that Obama is a realist. I don't think that he's, just a rhetorical wonder. But I think there will be a transition if he's elected to move from the nice idealism of the speech to the hard scrabble world of Washington politics.
Well, I agree with that, and I think that the other part of it is that any time you propose something concrete, it's going to polarize things. I mean, that's just a fact. If you're proposing anything substantive, if you're proposing anything that substantively changes things, you are going to polarize people, because there's going to be a certain segment, maybe not of people, but of or a mass
interests.
People, but of interests
yeah.
in Washington that want to preserve the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is: look, we don't look in an ideal world. I'd love to be in a postpartisan society. I'd love to be in a society where that polarization didn't exist. But throughout our 200-year history, anytime anybody's proposed any change in any substantive way, it has polarized things. And in fact, that's the beauty of democracy, small d democracy. So I definitely, if I have a concern about Obama's post-partisan idea, it's that it will mean that he won't try to do anything. That the only way to really preserve no partisanship
mm-hmm.
is to not do anything.
Right.
So I guess I worry a little bit about that,
mm-hmm.
but my hope is that what he's saying is that there is a wide majority of Americans who want to change things, and that represents a post-partisanship over a situation that's presented as polarized here in Washington
mm-hmm.
between
David,
interests.
David Sirota is with us here on the Tom Hartman program. David, in your newspaper columns recently, I have really appreciated your voice speaking for working families on the economic issues that we face. One of the downsides, of course, of the so-called housing bubble and the subprime mortgage problems is that many people over the last 3 to 5 years were using home equity as the financial cushion, as really a savings account, because the equity kept increasing and it was seen as something that you could draw and spend. A lot of people have seen their equities collapse at or below the level of their mortgages, and this combined with the increase in health care costs, the 11% increase in food costs in the past year alone, gasoline at $4 a gallon, since we don't raise taxes at the state level, all kinds of fees and higher education tuition have gone up. So there are many hidden tax increases that working families have absorbed during the glorious tax reduction days of the Bush administration. How do we reconcile this, and how do working families navigate the economic mess that we're just heading into?
That's the question of the day. Most polls show that despite President Bush's rhetoric as a tax cutter, most people believe that their taxes have gone up, and that's not a mistake. Most people's overall burden, financial burden, has gone up. Their local taxes have gone up. Their property taxes have gone up. The federal fees have gone up, and that doesn't even include all the costs that you've talked about that have gone up. I think what people should be most disturbed about heading into this, especially as it relates to housing, is that the government is clearly not operating on behalf of regular people. Here we have a problem of people not being able to afford their mortgages. Ultimately, that is the problem at the center of the financial meltdown, is that there are these what's known as mortgage-backed securities, which are losing their value as people can't pay their mortgages. These securities are based on people paying their mortgages, and when more and more people can't pay their mortgages, the securities that's based on, those are worthless. Yet here we have a government that looks at that problem and doesn't say, okay, the fix to the problem is to help people pay their mortgages, which will then trickle up to preserve the value of the mortgage-backed securities in Wall Street's hand. Instead, the reaction has been, let's give the banks $200 billion and leave homeowners out to dry. I mean, last week, the Federal Reserve made a decision that was barely covered to issue $200 billion in taxpayer money in exchange for banks giving them ownership of, or as collateral for, mortgage-backed securities. And as I heard one economist put it, basically what the federal government did was give banks real currency in exchange for counterfeit valueless currency, essentially making the taxpayers be on the hook at the end of the day for those banks' risky and ill-advised loans and investments.
Driven by greed, and I would argue that our investment system and the stock exchange and all of that has slowly been converted from a market to a casino. And through deregulation, particularly the deregulation of banks in the late 1990s, we have this, confluence of various greed interests, and they're not all working for us.
No, that's right.
That's where I feel that some significant re-regulation is in order.
And I absolutely agree. And the problem is, here's what the real problem is that you've got Wall Street has given a huge amount of money to both presidential candidates and both parties. And you will notice that while the Democratic candidates, I think, have done a better job of talking about helping homeowners, almost nobody has talked about re-regulation, making sure, for instance, that all of these mortgages cannot be packaged in such complex ways and securitized. What happens is, here's what really happens. When you take, let's say, 10,000 mortgages and you package them into a financial security, right? Basically a bond, if you will, that you then go sell to another investor. The problem is that the more complex you package these mortgages in, the more you bleed the risk into the rest of the economy.
Right.
Pension funds, mutual funds buy these.
Bad paper infects good paper when they're bundled.
Exactly. And so what has happened here is we now not only have a crisis narrowed into one segment, the crisis has, because of deregulation, has been allowed to bleed into the rest of the economy.
David Sirota, a website?
www.davidsirota.com.
Sirota. Good to see you, David.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Pollster Celinda Lake joins us next, live on the Tom Hartmann program from Washington, D.C. I'm Peter B. Collins.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartmann Program. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Brian, and Aleve's Pain Relief moved me to write this song.
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching. Well, let me tell you something I have taken. Aleve stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Aleve moves me.
Stop your joints from throbbing.
Aleve moves me.
It's the answer to your problem.
Use Aleve as directed for good moves worth singing about.
Get ready, get set, get wet. Jim Hightower's new book is a splash of sanity in a world of corporate conformity. It's called Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Written with co-agitator Susan DeMarco, this uplifting book tells stories of grassroots folks who have chosen to buck the system and live their progressive values. In business, politics, healthcare, religion, and other pursuits, these mavericks are showing the way for all of us to do good and do well. So, take the plunge. Swim Against the Current is available wherever books are sold.
How do you grow your business without you always saying how great you are? I'm Jan Ziff, CEO and co-founder of Successes.com, and here's the answer. Let your customers do the talking. Imagine if your potential clients could hear direct from a happy and satisfied customer just how great your services are without hearing it from you. Our solution to spreading that word is compelling testimonials and case studies from your repeat and loyal clients. Ready for your website, for example, or an ad campaign, we'll tell the story of your business success through the solutions you've brought to them. No matter what your company does, from accounting to waste management, if you've got contented clients, we can help you grow. And in a recession, building on the good name you have is a sure foundation for success. Call me, Jan Ziff, on 480-993-0913 or visit our website at successes.com. That's 480-993-0913 or www.successes.com.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. With securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Jeff Farias. I live and work here in the Valley, just like you, and where I spend my money matters to me. 1480 KPHX offers locally owned businesses the effective advertising platform they need to compete against the corporate chain stores. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We continue live from Take Back America in Washington, D.C. For Tom Hartman, I'm Peter B. Collins. Tom will be back with you tomorrow. We got the update by sat phone from Nairobi, Kenya yesterday. He is doing well and got out of Darfur safely. He wanted to let us know that, and I'm sure he'll have lots to talk about from that eventful trip.
when he returns to the air tomorrow. So Linda Lake joins me now. She's president of Lake Research Partners and a progressive pollster. Can you be progressive in a pollster? You're supposed to just do random sampling and not put your finger on the scale, right?
That's right, and we try very hard not to, but then we use those impartial results for very partial ends.
Yeah. Now, you're working on a couple of exciting Senate races, and I want to talk about that. And Herbert in New York is listening, and he's been on hold for a while. He wants to talk about the importance of Senate races this year. Let's pull Herbert up. No, he's on line one. Oh, there we go. Herbert, welcome to the Hi. Tom Hartman program. This is Peter B. with pollster Celinda Lake.
Listen, it takes the 60 for the filibuster, and they've been filibustering the Republicans, just blocking everything the Democrats want to do right now. But there are 23 Republican senators up for re-election. This is the best, and this is the only time we have a chance to pick up a lot. However, we're 0-17. There are only six that we're competitive in, including Al Franken. And two of them
Franken,
are the Udall brothers. The rest of them, everybody's declined. They are just token people. There's no money invested. Nobody's paying attention to it. This I do not understand.
Now, Herbert, describe the room you're in. Does it have a big board with, like, Senate races drawn all over it?
Yeah, well, sure. We got Alaska. We have two one in Idaho that we could pick up. The Republicans are mad at Craig up there. Everybody knows about that.
The wide stance, yeah.
There are two in Wyoming. Barbara Kubine, who ran, the congresswoman, she almost got beat. She's quitting. She won less by 1,000 votes.
Well, Herbert,
it can be
Herbert,
a Democratic state.
Herbert, hold on here, because I want to go to Celinda and ask her for some comments, and I know you're involved in two of these keys.
Go ahead.
All right, Herbert, yeah. Why don't we put Herbert on hold, and we'll come back to him after we've talked a little bit and see if he has any follow-ups, because he could be our official Senate race commentator this year. So, Celinda, Begich in Alaska up against Ted Stevens, the
right.
author of The Bridge to Nowhere, and a guy who's been feeding on pork at record levels. He's the king of the earmarks.
He's the king of the earmarks, and he's the king of having people rebuild his own home.
Right.
Lobbyists
yeah.
rebuild his own home. And it's time for a change. I think that Herbert's right. There are a lot of sleeper races, and Herbert mentioned one that I really want to underscore, Idaho. I think that race is not getting enough attention, and I really agree with Herbert. If we don't play in more races, then we're not going to pick up the number of Senate seats. We need some surprises, not just the high-visibility races. Another one that I think is a really strong race is the Noriega race against Cornyn in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Colonel in the National Guard, head of the Katrina effort down there, state legislator, Hispanic, very pro-education. So Herbert's point, we got to broaden this field. We got to have our own surprises.
Yeah.
They always have the midnight surprises on us. We never have the midnight surprises on them. And then, as you mentioned, I'm very excited about the Alaska race. It's dead even now. You have the very popular mayor of Anchorage, and Anchorage is 40% of the electorate
mm-hmm.
in Alaska. So I think there are some real potentials, and not just in places you'd expect us to win races, but in these surprise so-called red states. A lot of red states are going to go purple this election, I think.
Do we need to add purple to the network's color charts?
We do, and Herbert should help us draw that map.
So, Linda, I know you need to go to a panel in a minute or so, but what do you see in your polling as any indicators that progressives and the Democratic Party are going to hold together? There are some real challenges at the seams right now, but what do you see in there about emotions, about attitudes that can help persuade my listeners that the party will stay together and be able to deliver not just the White House, but
right.
a working majority in the Senate and House?
Well, I think, number one, that there is a vote for change. And I think you'll see, a number of candidates. If you're the status quo candidate in this election, you're in trouble, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I think voters think the economy is virtually in collapse. I mean, 76% of the voters think we're in recession. 59% say we're headed to depression. We need people who are in touch with real people's economic lives. And as you and Dave Sirota and some of the previous speakers were talking about, we don't need to be bailing out banks. We need to be bailing out homeowners. So there's a real populist streak out there, a real opportunity for alternative. And then there are all these new voters who are being mobilized, young people voting at 2.5 times the rate, very solidly Democratic, unmarried Americans voting in record numbers. So we have a real ability to bring change, I think.
Great. Well, Celinda, It's always a pleasure to talk with you. You're working on some great races this year, and I hope they all come up winners.
Me too, with Herbert's help. Thanks a lot.
You head off to your panel, and I'm going to check back with Herbert. Let's put Herbert back up on the line.
Okay.
So, Herbert, what are your thoughts about what you heard from Celinda Lake?
I agree with her wholeheartedly. As a matter of fact, a state like Wyoming could become blue.
Mm-hmm.
And Idaho is a sleeper. And then Kansas. And as she talked about, the one in Texas, is he getting a lot of help? I don't know. What I don't understand, Chuck Schumer is known as the man that twists your arm for a pretzel. And why he's not getting these people out, I can't understand. What's her name? Elizabeth Dole is getting a pass. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
the guy with the jails, you know. It's terrible.
All right, Herbert, I've got to run to a break. Will you please
get your people out there?
Herbert, I want you to leave your email address with the producer there because I want to stay in touch with you. You know a lot, and I appreciate that. I'm Peter B. Collins, live in Washington, D.C. This is the Tom Hartman Program on Air America.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Ferrius at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-303-1188.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now. 800-303-1188. 800-303-1188.
Do you owe back taxes? Are you being audited? Do you have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Are your wages being garnished? Is there a tax lien on your home or property? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help. Call 1-800-581-0452. That's 1-800-581-0452. Or go to txmstr.com. Again, that's txmstr.com. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Some might want you to believe there is a new, friendlier IRS, but don't be fooled. This is not the case. Call Taxmasters, 1-800-581-0452, or go to txmstr.com. That's txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems. That's 1-800-581-0452, or go to txmstr.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama on race. I'm Ed Donahue. In Philadelphia, Barack Obama says the anger over racial division is real and powerful, but he called on Americans to overcome it. He also talked about sermons given by his pastor in Chicago, Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
I have already condemned, in unequivocal terms, the statements of Reverend Wright that have caused such controversy and in some cases, pain.
The Supreme Court appears ready to endorse the view that the Second Amendment gives individuals the right to own guns, but was not as clear about whether to retain the District of Columbia's ban on handguns. Adrian Fenty is the mayor in Washington.
The fact that we have had a handgun ban has significantly curtailed the number of violent crime in the city.
The city council in Detroit is asking embattled Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to resign. The director of films like Cold Mountain and The English Patient has died.
I'm one of his ghosts, and he wouldn't even know it.
Anthony Minghella died unexpectedly at a London hospital. He was 54. An anticipated interest rate cut in part is keeping Wall Street higher. The Dow is up 289 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Ferrius, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Hey, Phoenix, Stephanie Miller here, and if you've been listening to the station, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the importance of supporting local businesses in the Valley. Well, one locally owned mortgage company stands out from the crowd. Of course, I'm talking about 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX from the very beginning. They're not only a progressive company, but they're the best at finding the right loan for every unique situation. Whether you're shopping around for the best rate or looking for great customer service and fast closes, 76 Mortgage delivers. And keep in mind that mortgage rates are still really low, so if you're looking to purchase a property, refinance your current mortgage, or looking to consolidate debt, now is the time, and 76 Mortgage should be your first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now. 602-265-LOAN today. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
BK number 0907413.
76 Mortgage. Call 602-265-LOAN now.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
$10 million of the Clinton Foundation money came from Saudi Arabia. Okay, the United Arab Emirates got an ally on the port security deal in Hillary Clinton because they also gave millions of dollars to this foundation. I'm so tired of sitting on this information because we're not supposed to break apart the party, but I can't take it anymore. I really can.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. Randy Rhoads is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman program continues. Tom will be returning tomorrow after his important trip to Darfur. He checked in with us just about this time yesterday on the satellite phone from Nairobi, Kenya, to let us know that he's alive and well, and to explain a little bit about why he hadn't given you definitive locations of where he was in Darfur for their own security reasons. And fortunately, they did not have direct contact with the Janjaweed militia that, of course, is running roughshod over that part of Sudan. I'm Peter B. Collins. We're live at the Take Back America conference in Washington on Radio Row. That's the buzz you hear in the background here. And as you probably know, Vice President Dick Cheney spent the night in Baghdad. They wouldn't tell the press where he slept for security reasons, and he did sally forth from the Green Zone briefly. He declared that our efforts in Iraq are a successful endeavor that has been well worth the effort. Talking about the security and political landscape changes in Iraq, he used words like phenomenal and remarkable. And he used the opportunity to once again reassert that there was a link between Iraq and Al-Qaeda before the U.S. invasion. What planet did that guy come from? Just incredible. And, of course, he was there to soak up the glory of 5 years from the date of the invasion, the shock and awe campaign leading to this grisly occupation that is perhaps the lowest point in recent American history. And there he is once again trying to rewrite history, trying to conflate Iraq and Al-Qaeda. And John McCain is over there soaking up the glory as well, preparing to expand his vision of the 100-year occupation. And he talked about Al-Qaeda as well. Al-Qaeda is a minor factor in Iraq, but it is played up by the administration, and that is supported by the corporate media in this country. to distort things, and it has led to a kind of relaxation on the part of many that the war is either beyond our control or that things are vaguely getting better and that we should just kind of sit back and worry about the high price of gasoline or something like that. Well, not everybody is taking it that way. Here in Washington, United for Peace and Justice Coalition has a lot of activities planned for tomorrow, the 19th, including an effort to put crime scene tape around the White House. Now, I don't know if they'll be able to do the whole perimeter. That's a pretty interesting kind of action. But they are also featuring a March of the Dead from Arlington National Cemetery into the district and 5 minutes of stillness at Union Station. That is the transit hub near the Capitol. That's going to happen at 5:30 p.m. So lots of activities, and I encourage you to express yourself in the best way you can find. Kari Mosley joins me now here at the Take Back America Conference. He's the regional director and a trainer for the League of Independent Voters / League of Young Voters. And I knew your organization when you started off as the League of Pissed Off Voters. How you doing, Kari?
I'm doing fine.
You still PO'd?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah? What about? What do you got to be PO'd about?
I think we have a lot to be PO'd about, but I think what's more important is that we're taking that energy from being PO'd and we're actually being proactive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more important to be proactive than just be PO'd. And what we're doing is we're building a new generation of leadership. You know, we're winning on local issues at the local level, and we're swinging elections where young people are the margin of victory.
Yeah, yeah. It is exciting to see. And what are the challenges you're facing? We've had a couple of your colleagues on the program, and when you separate the young people who either are in college or have gone to college from those who don't, their political orientations are different.
Absolutely. The level of engagement, there's a huge disparity between these two groups when it comes to level of engagement. What we find, like you said, when those who have attended college, there's a 1 in 4 chance that they voted on Super Tuesday. Those who didn't go to college, there's a 1 in 14 chance that they voted on Super Tuesday.
And what's the reason for that? Are they cynical? Are they just disconnected, hopeless?
I think it's a number of things. Some of the research that went into that talks about how, in many cases, those who didn't go to college come from, you know, poorer school districts, and they don't have civic engagement courses, and they don't have the type of simulations and leadership development, the type of training that we do as the League of Young Voters that provides people from poorer backgrounds, from communities of color. So we see almost a civic education gap in between those who have gone to college and those who haven't gone to college. So they really don't have the same experience of participating in democratic type of activities and procedures.
Do their parents?
And their parents neither. Their parents don't have the same types of experiences. So if you participate in student council elections and go through leadership training programs and things like that, you have an experience in voting and participating in democracy. So when you become a college age adult, you know, you have that experience and you participate in the voting process.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Kari Mosley from the League of Young Voters. You're based in Pittsburgh?
Yes, I'm based in Pittsburgh. Our national office is in Brooklyn, New York.
And what's your territory?
Our territory, we're in...
No, for you personally.
Me personally, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, that's a critical state.
Absolutely.
And we've got, 5 weeks until your primary.
Absolutely.
Give us an idea of what you're doing to motivate, activate, and get people out to the polls.
We're doing voter registration. We continue to do voter education programs, registering 17-year-olds as they turn 18 in the high schools. And we have our radios running on local radio telling people that if they want to participate in the primaries, they have to register with a political party before March 24th in the state of Pennsylvania. And we do a lot of other things like have a poetry slams, parties. We have debate watching events. We've also had watch parties as the numbers come in from the states that voted previously. So we're doing a lot of things to engage people in the political process here in the state of Pennsylvania.
Now, as you've talked to young voters in particular, do any of them raise questions about the pastor of Barack Obama or the pastor of John McCain?
That's actually interesting you asked that. That is so far from the discourse that we hear on the ground with young people. They're not talking about Geraldine Ferraro. They're not talking about Hagee. They're not talking about Jeremiah Wright. What they're talking about is green jobs, You know, they're talking about clean energy. They're talking about gun violence. They're talking about public education. They're talking about the issues. Mm-hmm. And they're really not interested, you know, in the type of political gamesmanship that I think makes for great media and it makes for great political theater. They're really not interested in that. They're trying to figure out which candidate actually is going to speak to their issues and talk about, you know, really how to transform this country mm-hmm. over the next 20 or 30 years and make it better than it was for the last 20 or 30.
Yeah, I believe that. I really do. Well, the media storm that's been created, I learned late last night, Sean Hannity takes credit for it. He says that he first started playing Jeremiah Wright clips over a year ago on the Fox News channel, and I have to say I got my V-chip set up to prevent that Fox from coming in. And so here at the hotel I saw that, and he compared it and took credit. He said he was also the first who brought us the voices of the Swift Boat veterans who slimed John Kerry. And he linked this Jeremiah Wright sequence to that. I think it's very telling. But let's listen to a portion of the speech that Senator Obama gave in Philadelphia across the street from Constitution Hall this morning, because here he asks and answers his own questions about what he knew about Jeremiah Wright and the sermons that he was giving at the Trinity Church in Chicago. Let's listen.
Did I know him to be an occasionally fierce critic of American domestic and foreign policy? Of course. Did I ever hear him make remarks that could be considered controversial while I sat in the church? Yes. Did I strongly disagree with many of his political views? Absolutely. Just as I'm sure many of you have heard remarks from your pastors, priests, or rabbis with which you strongly disagree. But the remarks that have caused this recent firestorm weren't simply controversial. They weren't simply a religious leader's efforts to speak out against perceived injustice. Instead, they expressed a profoundly distorted view of this country, a view that sees white racism as endemic, that elevates what is wrong with America above all that we know is right with America. A view that sees the conflicts in the Middle East as rooted primarily in the actions of stalwart allies like Israel, instead of emanating from the perverse and hateful ideologies of radical Islam. As such, Reverend Wright's comments were not only wrong, but divisive. Divisive at a time when we need unity.
Now, Kari Mosley, what's your reaction? My background is I was raised a Catholic, and I can tell you that there are many sermons that I've heard in Catholic churches that wouldn't play well if they were soundbited and strewn on the media every 20 minutes. What's your reaction? I don't know your religious background, if any, but what's your sense of what Senator Obama said trying to explain the black liberation theology tradition to average Americans?
I think he's absolutely right. You know, my mother is a part of the AME church, and I spent a lot of time in that church as well as I spent a lot of time in African-American Baptist churches. And there's definitely been times when issues such as homosexuality come up in the pulpit. And the pastor, many of whom I respect deeply, say things that I disagree with in totality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's very important that we in some way separate what happens in the pulpit from, you know, what happens, you know, on the political campaign trail.
Well, and to respect that one can attend a religious service, can hear a point of view expressed, can, you know, import that into your system, analyze it, and make good choices about what you embrace and what you don't. The church I used to go to, is opposite me on so many issues, about abortion, about contraception, about, you know, just so many other social justice matters, and yet I can talk to Catholics and I can listen to a Catholic priest and sift out for myself what I want and what I reject.
Absolutely. I agree totally. You know, I would hate for someone to see me, you know, in a church where a preacher was expressing their views about homosexuality and then try to say that that's the same way I felt because I was in the church that day.
Yeah.
I would really be concerned about that.
Kari Mosley, keep on working in Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us today.
Right, thank you.
Peter B. Collins for Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Gotta have it. Can't afford it.
What are you doing?
Surfing the worldwide want.
How about searching for something you need, like life insurance?
Okay.
IQPru.com says a guy like me may get the coverage he needs from a company like Prudential for about... Look at that price.
Really? From a company like Prudential?
Yep, that's the right coverage from the right company.
IQPru.com is the smart way to buy life insurance. IntelliQuote is an independent agent representative of Prudential Financial. IntelliQuote sells life insurance products of Prudential Financial's affiliated life insurance companies, in addition to other life insurance company products. IntelliQuote gathers A-plus rated insurance company policies and compares rates online. Get a quote in 1 minute at IQPru.com. That's IQPRU.com. Or call 1-800-LIFE-INSURANCE, 1-800-LIFE-INS, for quality life insurance that fits your budget. IQPru.com.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571. For a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice, call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
I can change the world with my own two hands.
This is your Activist Update. Please join us Wednesday, March 19th, to mark the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. There will be a protest outside of the office of Republican presidential nominee John McCain from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 19th. John McCain has promised us the occupation of Iraq may continue for as long as 100 years. Come out and let your voice be heard. 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 19th, in front of John McCain's office, 16th Street, just south of Missouri. I'll see you there.
To find out all the latest in activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
I'm gonna make it a safer place. I'm gonna help the human race.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege.
That's the voice of Tom Hartman. He'll return tomorrow to his program. I'm Peter B. Collins, delighted to be sitting in again for Tom, live from the Take Back America conference. And there goes John Conyers again. Thank you, Congressman.
Oh, wow.
And Donna Edwards, who will be joining him in the Congress next year. What do you want to say about Donna Edwards, Congressman?
Are we on air now?
Yes, this is live.
Should I keep the secret about us, Donna?
No, go ahead. You tell what you want.
I don't want to prejudice her arrival in the Congress, so I'll keep it a secret, but this is one sharp woman, intellectually and courageously. She is on the case, and we are looking forward to her coming in on the 111th Congress.
All right.
Can we get her a seat on Judiciary?
She says she didn't want to go on Judiciary because I'm the chairman.
But thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now, is that true? That doesn't sound accurate. Donna Edwards. Donna Edwards, by the way, we should reintroduce. She was on with us yesterday, got interrupted by Tom Hartman's call, and today she got bigfooted by John Conyers. Welcome back, Donna.
That's all right. I'm all right to be bigfooted like that any day.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
What committee do you want to be on when you get to Congress?
Well, you know, I really care about health care for people in my congressional district and across the country. And so I want to try to be on a committee that, you know, deals with health care.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Ways and Means does. It's a mighty powerful committee. The incumbent Congressman Wynn is stepping down for Energy and Commerce, and they also deal with health care and telecommunications, environmental policy, a lot of the things that I care deeply about.
Well, and when you get to Congress, you'll have health care, and they can work on your voice. And that throat lozenge I just gave you, that would be $952 if you're not insured.
You know, that's the thing, and I once went without health care insurance, and so I get worried about people out in our congressional district who would be people like me.
Yeah.
Who are really challenged by the system that we have, but I'm still hoping that my congressional salary will allow me to buy an occasional cough drop.
Good. And did you lose your voice at that the gathering you had last night, the reception here?
Well, it's a combination of things, because here at Take Back America, I mean, it's just such a wonderful gathering of progressives from around the country, and, you know, it means it's about, you know, almost 72 hours of nonstop talking.
Right, yeah. Well, it's great to have you here, and thank you for being patient yesterday, because we were talking when Tom Hartman called in from Nairobi. I wanted to get your reaction to Senator Obama's speech in Philadelphia this morning, and here is a powerful excerpt from it where he offers some thoughts about recent comments and the situation that he has, where they're essentially asking him to disown Reverend Wright. And let's listen to what he had to say here. It's powerful.
I can no more disown him than I can disown my white grandmother, a woman who helped raise me, a woman who sacrificed again and again for me, a woman who loves me as much as she loves anything in this world, but a woman who once confessed her fear of black men who passed her by on the street, and who on more than one occasion has uttered racial or ethnic stereotypes that made me cringe. These people are part of me, and they are part of America, this country that I love.
So that is an incredible statement, where in dealing with Reverend Jeremiah Wright, he linked it to not rejecting his own white grandmother. And to talk about how these are a part of him, his DNA, essentially, I just think that it's amazing how he responded to this without being defensive and without being preachy.
Well, I think it was one of the most powerful speeches that I've ever heard. And I think, you know, Senator Obama had a choice. He could have taken the safe route and disassociated himself from Reverend Wright, and then moved on over this little hurdle, bump in the road. And he didn't do that. He chose the courageous route. And the courageous route by talking about all of us, each of us, as part of a bigger family. And we know that in each of our families we have these kinds of challenges. And I think that Barack Obama, at a place and in a time, is exactly the right messenger we need in this time and in this place to carry on this conversation about the dualities of race in this country. And he said that we all have work to do. As African Americans, we have work to do in our own families and our own communities.
Yeah.
As white Americans, we have work to do. As Hispanics and Asians, we have work to do, and we have work to do collectively as Americans.
And so
I couldn't have thought of a better speech.
And as a great speechwriter and deliverer, he framed it around the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, which, of course, came out of Philadelphia right across the street from where he was speaking. And it began with we the people to form a more perfect union. And he said, our union isn't perfect, but we must keep working toward perfection.
Well, you know, I thought about my own life in that speech. You know, my grandfather and my father served in the United States military, and they served honorably. But they also served in a segregated armed forces. But they still love their country. And I think each of us as Americans can look back on our history as Senator Obama has done and said, you know what? There's a part of our family and our family history that's not really pretty. But we need to move on collectively. And so I just, again, not a more powerful messenger who could have brought that message to us as an American people.
Yeah. And in your own life and in your own run for Congress, how do you see race playing into it? And has it been a factor, positive or negative?
Well, you know, when I ran for Congress in 2006 and I lost just narrowly to the incumbent congressman, I ran very, very strongly in the predominantly white areas of my congressional district. About a third of our district is white. And I won almost 70% of the vote there. And I only won about 40% of the vote in the black community. And as an African-American woman, it touched me deeply because I would hear things like, I'm not black enough, that I don't really get black communities. And I had to go beyond that. Mm-hmm. And so it plays out, but we get over it.
Yeah.
We get over it.
Donna Edwards, thank you very much for joining us. Great to see you again. Take care of your voice and avoid the stairwells.
Thank you.
She got trapped in a stairwell earlier this morning here at the hotel. Live from Washington, we'll continue on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Thank you.
The Tom Hartman Program, for your minimum daily adult requirements of sanity. Tom Hartman.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now, we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Geico for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Let your voice be heard.
Admiral Fallon had advocated reducing some of the troops that were sent over for the surge.
By him resigning, that to me is incredibly chilling.
Fallon was the only one who was standing in the way of an attack on Iran.
He was the last guy. He did what Colin Powell didn't do.
What do you think? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak up. We're listening. 1480 KPHX would like to take this opportunity to pass along our rules regarding contests and drawings. No purchase is ever necessary to enter a KPHX contest. To enter by mail, send a postcard with your name, address, age, and phone number to 1480 KPHX Contest, 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034. You must be 18 years or older to enter and win. Staff and families of KPHX or Nova M Radio, its agencies, advertisers, and contest sponsors are not eligible. KPHX is not responsible for late, lost, or misdirected entries. No substitutions or cash alternatives will be given for prizes. All federal, state, and local taxes are the winner's responsibility. All decisions of KPHX are final, and you can only win once every 30 days. Void where prohibited by law. Specific rules for each contest are available at the 1480 KPHX studios at 824 East Washington Street, Phoenix, Arizona, or online at 1480kphx.com. We wish all our listeners the best of luck in winning, and thanks for listening to 1480 KPHX.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Race and Barack Obama, the Democratic presidential candidate today, tried to distance himself from inflammatory comments made by his pastor while stressing the need to address the differences that still exist between races in America. Brown University political science professor Darrell West says the speech may not have done Obama much good politically.
I think the speech was effective in making the points about racial reconciliation that Obama wanted to make, but it's not at all clear that race is going to go away in this election and that it's going to turn out to be a net plus for him.
Hillary Clinton is also campaigning in Philadelphia, where she said she's glad Obama gave the speech because of the importance of race as an issue. The speech in Philadelphia comes 5 weeks before the primary in Pennsylvania. The latest polls indicate Clinton is widening her lead over Obama in the state to about 12%. That's about twice the margin she had the end of February. One of the most restrictive gun control measures in the country is being considered by the Supreme Court. Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty says a handgun ban in his city is all about public safety.
The fact that we have had a handgun ban has significantly curtailed the number of violent crime in the city, as is evidenced by the fact that violent crime has steadily gone down since the law was enacted.
But that law is being challenged on constitutional grounds. Lawyer Clark Neely says the Second Amendment is being violated by this ban.
The Supreme Court will hopefully tell us the Constitution does not end at the borders of the District of Columbia. The citizens of Washington, D.C. enjoy all of the constitutional rights that every citizen enjoys, including the right to keep and bear arms.
This is the first time the High Court has taken a look at the Second Amendment since the 1930s. At this hour, investors are watching and waiting for an announcement from the Fed on interest rates. The expectation is that the Fed will cut the key rate by as much as 1%. All the major indices have been showing strong upward trends, with the Dow now up by about 300 points. This is AP Radio News. New York's newly sworn-in governor says he has had affairs with several women, including a state employee. Governor David Paterson and his wife Michelle held a news conference today to talk about those affairs. An Oscar-winning director has died at the age of 54.
Who can forget Renee Zellweger's Oscar-winning role in Cold Mountain?
Old Lady Swanger says you need help. Here I am.
Or the doomed lovers in The English Patient.
What if I told you he did this to me?
How could he have?
I'm one of his ghosts, and he wouldn't even know it.
All were written and directed by Anthony Minghella. He won the Oscar for directing The English Patient, which won 9 Oscars in all, including Best Picture. I'm Michael Weinfeld.
A love story comes to an end in Germany. Two lovebirds are parting ways. Petra the swan has given up her infatuation with a swan-shaped paddle boat. She becomes so attached to the boat, she refused to leave its side. She even had it brought to a city zoo for her. But then she met a live swan, and now she and the live swan are making a nest together. I'm Diane Kepley, AP.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk. 1480 KPHX.
With the complexity of our tax laws, becoming a once-a-year tax expert isn't practical and could be a costly mistake. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, there's only one correct result for an individual's income tax return, the one that yields the lowest legitimate tax. At Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, tax preparation is actually a pleasant experience. Be served by a true professional. Expect a pleasant, private atmosphere. Be treated with respect and courtesy. In other words, work with a progressive.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and CEO of Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services. It was a pleasure working with so many fellow progressives last tax season. I look forward to working again with the KPHX community to solve and resolve all their tax needs in 2007.
Call 623-561-6172 for an appointment. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, 623-561-6172.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Probably since the Civil War, there hasn't been a greater threat
to the original vision our founders put forth in creating this nation than we have right now in the Bush administration. And we're not going to be able to take it on. We're not going to be able to defeat it. We're not going to be able to turn this country around unless we're doing it together.
The Jeff Ferriss Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Zone with Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to another hour of the Tom Hartman Program, originating from the Take Back America Conference in Washington, D.C. I'm subbing for Tom again today, Peter B. Collins from San Francisco, and I am delighted to be joined by Norman Lear, the super producer and a very important progressive activist.
Who is, in turn, delighted to be here.
Yeah, well, good. Founder of People for the American Way, people remember you for producing sitcoms like All in the Family and many other great programs over the years. But I also honor you for the way you helped bring attention to the Declaration of Independence. You financed the exhibition of a copy of the Declaration of Independence that
printed
traveled
the night of July 4, 1776, before it was signed, which took place some months later.
Mm-hmm.
This piece of paper, the country's birth certificate, born that night. So it's been traveling to colleges, campuses, museums, and mm-hmm. city halls everywhere across the country.
A couple of years ago, we started a progressive talk station in Monterey, California. And in that interim period before we had everything working and on the air, we played a loop of the Declaration of Independence sung by the Fifth Dimension. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, I've heard that. It's wonderful.
And people did not recognize it. And they called up and said, "What is this sedition?"
Have you seen the reading of the Declaration of Independence, or heard it, the Declaration by Mel Gibson, Michael Douglas, Renee Zellweger, 11 major figures who traveled to Philadelphia and in the Independence Hall, working all night one night after the crowds had gone, where the Declaration was conceived?
Yeah.
They did a reading of it that was photographed, and it's exquisite.
And Senator Obama gave a speech today in Philadelphia, across the street, he said, from Constitution Hall, and he framed his speech about race around the elements of the Declaration to form a more perfect union. What did you think of the speech, Norman Lear?
I thought the speech filled the moment. And the moment in history is huge. It goes to race, it goes to economics, it goes to everything. It goes to wars. Not that he mentioned each of those things, but because it went to the essence of the human condition,
mm-hmm.
it filled the space. There was the educator in addition to the leader we need.
Now, Norman Lear, you're a great judge of performing talent. I'm not calling Barack Obama an actor, but his performance as a speaker, his performance as a candidate, has greatly impressed me. How about you?
Well, if a camera were on me now, I hope I would be generating the same feeling, because I'm speaking from my heart. And when you get that in anybody, there's something different going on.
Yeah.
And I think he was speaking from beneath the soles of his feet to the world.
Now, tonight, you're going to be honored here at the Take Back America Conference as the Lifetime Leadership Award winner, and it's going to be presented by Bill Moyers. Now, that's really touching.
Bill Moyers, to whom every American owes the most enormous debt for what he's able to do every Friday night on PBS.
Well, and he's done, won't single out any particular program, but on the war in Iraq, on our civil rights, on the rights of detainees, he has done incredible work. And he's been fighting, of course, the Bush administration's efforts to shut him down. We know about Ken Tomlinson, who is running the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And he had a very political agenda, forced Tucker Carlson onto PBS in some cockamamie idea of balancing Bill Moyers.
And an ally in all of this for 25 years now has been People for the American Way.
PFAW. And sitting next to you is Catherine. Is it Colbert or Colbert?
Colbert.
Okay. Only Stephen gets the Colbert.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're going to battle it out there for the correct pronunciation.
Well, Catherine, welcome.
Thank you.
And
great to be here.
You told me just seconds ago that you've been a People for the American Way for a week now?
Oh, no, just 2 days. Today's my second day. I started yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thrilled to be here. We have a ambitious agenda ahead of us over the next year and a half until mm-hmm. Before the election, and I am thrilled to be part of it.
Now, Norman, did you fully vet her, and did you check what her preacher said before you offered her this position?
We had her preacher in.
Oh, you had her preacher in?
The preacher came in and talked to us for 2 days. So we know everything there is to know about Kitty Colbert, especially the case she pled before the Supreme Court and won for the women of America.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, I had the great opportunity to argue Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which was the 1992 case that at least partially reaffirmed Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons I bring such passion to this job, is because I'm so fearful that the current Supreme Court is going to take away many of the rights that all of us take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
The rights to choose, the right to religious tolerance, the right to equality, rights that the First Amendment, the court just took a new case yesterday involving mm-hmm. the First Amendment, which could seriously jeopardize what we, the protections that we all take for granted.
And I'm torn on that one because it's about fleeting obscenities, and I don't think that's an area that we should be worrying about, but it also deals with Fox. Fox is the potential victim of a negative Supreme Court ruling there, so it's hard to choose sides there.
Well, yes, but, you know, the thing about free speech is you really can't look at who's saying it when the case comes to the court.
Right.
You got to look at the principle behind it, and People for the American Way and all of us have long believed that free speech is so essential to our democracy that it needs to be preserved at all costs.
Well, and it's just been tragic because the way the FCC has been converted into a kind of morality police, the Janet Jackson, there was 1/16 of a second. Nobody actually saw it, but because you could have, that became such a cause celeb. And now somebody like me could be fined $350,000 for something that I said, or even possibly an obscenity uttered by Norman Lear right here on this program. They would fine me for allowing that to be broadcast. And that's a chilling challenge to our free speech rights.
I thought when I remember the Janet Jackson incident, it was in the middle of a Super Bowl appearance, cost hundreds of thousands, if not a couple of million dollars. And all of it produced for some degree of, it was slutty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The whole experience was costing all of that money, paid for, as is all of American television, by the corporations that by that time. So the real place to look for, if you want to deal with that, are the people who are buying it, not the incidental performers or mm-hmm. writers or who are making a living delivering the supply for the demand of the people who buy.
Yeah, that's Norman Lear along with Kitty Colbert. She is the new president of People for the American Way. And if you could tick off three important things you want to work on, what's your agenda?
Well, my first and foremost agenda is making the Supreme Court an issue in this next election.
Please.
More than the presidency is on the line here. Whoever is our next president will appoint at least one, maybe three new Supreme Court justices. We are on the brink of being overtaken by ultra-conservative justices on that court,
mm-hmm.
and all of the rights that we take for granted are up for grabs.
I agree.
The presidency makes a big difference for the next 30 years on the Supreme Court, and the Senate makes a huge difference over the next 30 years. So
mm-hmm.
we are working very, very hard to make that an issue in the 2008 election.
And Kitty, can I ask you to take another look at election reform issues? I did not support Rush Holt's bill, H.R. 811, last year, and People for the American Way did. And I'd like you to take a fresh look at that, because it was in a, it didn't pass, but it could have locked in the electronic voting system that I think is a big mess in this country. And we've seen that a return to paper ballots, hand counted, is a more credible way to conduct elections.
Well, you know, I think we need to take a look at all of the election reform issues, because my view is we need universal voting, lifetime voting. It is an, you can get a driver's license and it lasts for 20 years. You should be able to get a voter registration that lasts for your lifetime. Many of the barriers that we take for granted are unnecessary, and I absolutely think we need to look for how we can broaden the right to vote to be inclusive of every American.
Great.
And that will be on our agenda for
I'll be happy to work with you on that. That's Catherine Colbert. She is the new president of People for the American Way. Its founder, Norman Lear, here with us. Thank you, Norman. Great to see you.
Thank you. I couldn't have enjoyed it more.
Congratulations on your honor. I'll look forward to the presentation tonight. I'm Peter B. Collins, live from Washington, D.C. We'll continue on the Tom Hartman Program here at Take Back America.
Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day,
5 days a week. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Remy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KVHX.
Do you owe back taxes? Are you being audited? Do you have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending you threatening letters? Are your wages being garnished? Is there a tax lien on your home or property? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help. Call them right now. 1-800-581-0452. That's 1-800-581-0452. Or go to txmstr.com. Again, that's txmstr.com. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Some might want you to believe there's a new, friendlier IRS. Don't be fooled. That is not the case. Call Taxmasters right now. 1-800-581-0452. Or go to txmstr.com. That's 1-800-581-0452. Or txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Are you sick of having a lot of hot air blown at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years of experience in the field and can repair or replace any air conditioner. If North Valley can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184 or on the web at northvalleymechanical.com.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-440-1374 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-440-1374. 1-800-440-1374.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
We're on the Tom Hartman Program, live from Take Back America in Washington, D.C. This event is produced by the Campaign for America's Future, and their website is ourfuture.org. If you log on there, there are live blogs and dead blogs and recent blogs and some video stuff and Rick Perlstein's ravings, all kinds of stuff. And the guy who's riding herd all over the over all of this is Robert Borisage. Bob, welcome to our program.
My pleasure. I think riding herd maybe under the herd.
Well, can you do something about those bloggers next door? They are so noisy with those laptops.
Right.
It's just deafening.
75 bloggers here at this conference.
Yeah. So. Well, it's terrific. And this is really building. And, of course, with the important election cycle underway, the buzz here is terrific. And, you know, despite some of the tensions we've seen between the campaigns, I'm finding all the people I talk to really have the best interests of the country and secondarily the party in mind to move forward and to, you know, really focus on the big contest, which is to defeat the Republicans and also not just to solely focus on the presidential race, because we need to get a working, get close to 60 or maybe more than 60 votes in the Senate. Can I dare dream of that, Bob?
Well, I tell you, we had a press conference this afternoon with the array of organizations that are organizing the largest progressive mobilization, registration of voters, education, and mobilization to get out the vote. And the woman from MoveOn.org announced that they were targeting a special program to elect 60 Democratic senators to erase the ability of Republicans to obstruct the agenda.
Well, that's really important. And you sounded some themes in your keynote yesterday morning that I think are important for people to hear, because you talked about how progressives are very significant, crucial in this year's campaigns, but that the work doesn't end after the November election, and that we will have a job in the next ongoing, to really press progressive issues and viewpoints and make sure that those that we elect don't forget who brought them there and what their marching orders are.
Yeah, exactly. We have to build an independent progressive movement. It may find its vehicle through the Democratic Party, but we have to hold politicians accountable, whatever party they're in. And I think progressives discovered that after 2006, when they elected Democratic majorities in both houses and thought they would bring the war to an end, and were disappointed when they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what our project has to be is not simply driving issues in the debate, not simply mobilizing voters to get out the vote and to make sure that the right people get elected, but then an accountability project where we organize independently to hold politicians accountable. We kicked off the conference this week with Donna Edwards, who has just beaten Al Wynn, who is an 8-term incumbent Democrat in Prince George's County, who had started really to serve as contributors and not as constituents, and had been for the war. And so we got a progressive champion to challenge him in a primary, and she beat him, and that was a good object lesson, I think, for the rest of the party.
Right. Now, you helped Reverend Jesse Jackson when he was running for president. What does the Rainbow Coalition have to offer us as a model going forward for progressive activism that links to the Democratic Party at election time, but has sufficient independence not to be co-opted or wedged in?
Right. We had a panel this morning with Reverend Jackson and Roger Wilkins and Taylor Branch talking about King and Johnson during the Civil Rights era, and the tension and the importance of an independent movement pushing the president to do what he wanted to do but couldn't get done, didn't think he could get done unless they made him do it, right? So it took the Selma March to get the Voting Rights Act passed, and Johnson realized that. Taylor Branch related a conversation Johnson had with King where he said, you made me do this, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went on to argue about the war because they were then... They had been unified on one thing with King pushing, but then they were, you know, at loggerheads on the war.
And on that note, I recommend anytime someone is in Austin, Texas, you go to the LBJ Library because he taped those phone calls,
right,
and you can hear them. And to hear his big Southern drawl and to hear Dr. King's voice on the other line is just priceless.
Yeah, and the lesson is priceless, which is we have got to... mobilize independent energy around the issues of changing the course of this country and the direction of the country, and we've got to ensure that when we elect somebody, they carry that agenda to office, and then we hold them accountable to it, that you're not allowed to go south, and if you go south on too many issues, we're going to challenge you in primaries, you're going to have some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can learn that lesson of staying mobilized, I think this election could be a defining election. This is an election, we just released a report on comparing it to 1980 as a sea change election where there's a sufficient ideological divide between the two parties. There's a fundamental crisis in the country at home and abroad. You have a population that's ready for dramatic change.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can continue to expand the agenda and to push people and to elect real champions and then to hold them accountable, I think we can really change the course of the country.
And do you have a vision if the Reagan election in 1980 was a sea change, can a Democratic sea change last longer than one or two terms and really unravel the damage of the wrecking crew of the Bush administration and rebuild our domestic and foreign policies?
Right. It has to last more than one or two terms if you're going to undo the damage and build the new direction. You can imagine what the next president is going to face when he or she gets into office in January. You're going to have an economy that will be in the pit, in a very serious recession.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a war that will have continued and with now 35,000 casualties. They're going to have to really keep moving, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild out of that hole.
Bob Borisage, Executive Director of the Campaign for America's Future, thanks for joining us, and thanks for this event. Good to see you. We'll continue on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Peter B.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-303-1188.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now. 800-303-1188. 800-303-1188.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
We change our clothes, we change our channels, we change our minds. But when it comes to your car, nothing is more satisfying than changing your own oil. Go to Advance Auto Parts, where Pennzoil conventional motor oil is only $7.96 a gallon. That's less than $2 a quart. Buy it. The sale ends March 29th. Drive home, change lanes, change channels, change gears, whatever. Now get under the car and change some oil. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
We'll be right back.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama's speech. I'm Ed Donahue. In a speech today in Philadelphia, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama criticized some sermons made by his pastor in Chicago, but he also defended Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
He strengthened my faith, officiated my wedding, and baptized my children.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce another interest rate cut soon. Investors on Wall Street expect it to happen. Right now, the Dow is up more than 300 points. Delta Airlines is offering voluntary severance to more than half its workforce and will cut its U.S. capacity by an extra 5%. Tom Parsons at bestfares.com says Delta has to change the way it operates.
They're going
to
stay in markets that make them money, and the markets that don't make them money, where they have the cheap, low-cost airlines flying as their competitors, they're probably going to give up part of that market share.
United Airlines plans to ground as many as 20 airplanes and further cut capacity to try to soften the blow from soaring oil prices. The new governor of New York, David Paterson, says he had affairs with several women, including a state employee. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
You want to talk? I've got your talk right here. Action Point with Cynthia Black is now 3 hours every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Greg Palast reports, your calls, my interviews, and of course, scintillating personality. What are you waiting for? Come on, win, don't whine this campaign season with Action Point with Cynthia Black on the Valley's Progressive Talk, Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
The home stretch.
We have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning.
The last gasp.
And we are on our way to winning this nomination.
The long run.
We're going on, we're going strong, and we're going all the way.
Whatever you call it, it won't be boring. The Democratic presidential nomination. Follow it here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm Hartman Program, live from Washington, D.C. at the Take Back America Conference. A lot of activity here, quite a buzz. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk with a representative of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. They have been front and center doing great work, particularly on the FISA law and the illegal wiretapping of American citizens. So we'll talk about that shortly. Joining me now is John Gorenfeld. He's got a new book out called Bad Moon Rising, and we are trying to fight subtitle creep, but I'm going to read it anyway. Subtitles are getting longer and longer, John.
They are.
How Reverend Moon Created the Washington Times, Seduced the Religious Right, and Built an American Kingdom. And I think that Reverend Moon is a figure who gets too little attention in this country.
And some of his efforts, including the Washington Times newspaper, are treated as if they're part of the media establishment in this country. Tell us a little bit about the Washington Times. Moon has invested or subsidized it to the tune of over $1 billion, hasn't he?
Close to $3 billion,
no.
Actually, since 1982, and has never made a dime. This is a massive money-losing gift to the right, and I think it's a sign of how crazy and amoral Washington, D.C. can get, that conservatives feel it's completely acceptable to work with this man who, in the 70s, as a lot of people listening will remember, was considered a dangerous madman on the order of Jim Jones, Charles Manson, or L. Ron Hubbard. This is the guy who is leader of the Moonies, best remembered for the mass weddings where they would marry thousands of strangers to people chosen for them by Reverend Moon. And over the next 20, 30 years, starting under the Nixon administration, the Reverend Moon and his church, the Unification Church, made a concerted effort to make a place for themselves in Washington, D.C.
Well, and they've wriggled in. I remember a story a few years ago. I haven't had a chance to read your book yet, John, and maybe you cover this, but the city paper here, the free weekly paper in Washington, had an extensive report on Reverend Moon's holdings, including a fresh fish wholesale distribution company that apparently has, you know, muscled in and controls a lot of the fish distribution here on the East Coast. I had sushi last night. Was that a Moon product?
Well, if you look for the True World Foods logo, Reverend Moon, as the Chicago Tribune discovered a couple of years ago in a big report, has monopolized the sushi industry in the United States. His company, True World Foods, supplies the majority of sushi chefs in America at the levels between fishing, distributing. In fact, he calls himself the Ocean King because of this plan that he's put into effect so successfully to monopolize sushi.
So you think I ought to swear off sushi so I don't have to indirectly support Reverend Moon?
You could at least swear off the Washington Times. Yeah, the sushi is definitely a large part of his income, but so is, oddly enough, shamelessly conservatives have taken money from this man who has been in trouble in the courts in Japan for ripping off widows with an incredibly ambitious swindle that lasted throughout the 90s, a time when George H.W. Bush actually went on tour with the Reverend Moon to Japan to help him avoid getting his church kicked out of Japan. Large numbers of huge amounts of money have been streamed into the Washington Times from this swindle of old ladies in Tokyo. The idea was that they would come to your house and scare women who had lost a husband into thinking that their late husbands would go to hell unless they gave huge amounts of money to the Unification Church.
And some of that money has been brought in by human couriers. Isn't that the case? Haven't they busted some people with suitcases of cash?
Well, that's always the suspicion. There's a large theme of money laundering winding through the book. And in fact, in Uruguay, people there were very concerned and were complaining that millions and millions of dollars were being laundered through a bank over there from unclear origins.
Mm-hmm.
And Moon himself, of course, has been busted for tax evasion. There's a lot of very mysterious money flowing around conservative Washington that's associated with Reverend Moon.
John Gorenfeld is with us. His new book is called Bad Moon Rising. Did you have to pay credence to get that title?
No, actually the marketing department came up with that one.
It's from Polly Point Books, right?
Yeah.
And it's out in hardcover right now. What about the relationship between the Bush family and Reverend Moon and the Unification Church?
Well, one of the strangest things I discovered in writing about this is that the Bush family seems to have taken it upon themselves to keep the money flowing to the Washington Times by going on tour from time to time with Reverend Moon, stroking his ego as the Messiah. And Bush Sr., for example, went to Buenos Aires, Reuters reported around 1995-96, showed up, and as Moon was in trouble, possibly with the new government, with the government there that was upset that he was founding a new academy, Bush acted as a paid spokesman to the tune of at least $1 million for Reverend Moon, and showed up and said, "This is the man with the vision whose paper restores sanity to Washington D.C." That's actually a direct quote. Also toward Japan, with Mrs. Moon. And the younger Bush has taken a huge amount of money from the Unification Church as well. When he was re-inaugurated, he accepted a $250,000 gift from the business interests of the Unification Church. A lot of money going around. And most recently, and most weirdly, is that Neil Bush, the corrupt younger brother of George W. Bush, for a couple of years now has been showing up in international news reports, going on tour with the Reverend Moon Roadshow, appearing most recently in Paraguay, where Reverend Moon owns over 1 million acres of property. And, of course, Neil Bush was a welcome presence in helping to reassure the local officials that Reverend Moon was a good guy who should be allowed to own all of this property down there.
Well, there is a story that I've only been able to trace to the Cuban news service. It surfaced about a year and a half ago, that one of the president's daughters bought a 97,000-acre ranch in Paraguay. I've never been able to confirm it from another source, but I find that interesting.
This was a major rumor in the Latin American press, actually not just Cuba, but in Argentina and other places. That one is hard to confirm. It was all over the place that the Bush family was involved in purchasing this large ranch down there. I haven't been able to confirm that one. So it's pretty much just rumor and hearsay from Latin American officials, some of whom will swear by it, though.
Yeah, John Gorenfeld with us, the author of Bad Moon Rising about Reverend Moon. Now, I have followed him from California since the 1970s. There's a ranch they used to, maybe it's still there in Boonville, where they used to recruit people off the streets of San Francisco, young homeless or aimless people, and take them up
college
there
students
and brainwash them into joining the Unification Church and then going out and selling flowers and recruiting more people behind them. And I'm curious, one of the things that Moon has offered as his theology is that he's the Messiah. And that he is here to bring together all the religions of the world. Now, how does the religious right deal with this? I have never heard a pastor in this country, a Christian, openly criticize Reverend Moon for his theological posing.
No, it's actually something that most Christians should find incredibly shocking, and it really is ironic that conservatives, as we know from the Obama pastor thing that's gotten so much attention over the last few days, there are these constant accusations of heresy, but what Reverend Moon preaches is not just that he is the second coming, but that the first coming, Jesus, was a failure and turned in substandard work as a bad contractor. The Reverend Moon preaches that because Jesus failed in his mission. In fact, there's a large anti-Semitic component to this, that he blames the Jews and says that the Holocaust was God's punishment for preventing Jesus' mission. He claims that he's here to complete the mission, and in his description of it, the mission is to achieve political power in Rome. Rome is the United States in Moon's teaching, and that Jesus' contribution, according to Moon, was worth nothing because of his failure. And he's so committed to this idea that Jesus was a failure that in 2003, while nobody was really paying attention, Reverend Moon staged an ambitious Tear Down the Cross tour. There are photographs and all sorts of boasts about this from the Moonies, who are very excited about it. They even held a funeral for the Christian cross in Jerusalem that I talk about in my book. They put on this ceremony where they dug a shallow grave in Potter's Field in Jerusalem and put a cross there and put Reverend Moon's flag on top of it and said, that's it. And we're repenting for the false faith of 1,700 years, which was Christianity. And for religious right conservatives to have worked with this guy so closely for the last two or three decades is really a scandal. And what I discover in my book is that lots of major operators on the religious right over the years have compromised their Christianity and their family values, ethics, to work with this guy, considering that he's best known for ruining a whole lot of people's lives in the 70s. People wake up one day and discover that their daughter has disappeared and she's with the Unification Church, and they chase down rumors and they hire a private eye and they finally find their daughter. This is a true story that's in my book, at a dormitory on Long Island, and she's been brainwashed and she's refusing to talk to them. Well, you know, then they look further and they find out that the president of the United States, George H.W. Bush, is on tour with this guy. And so it's this breathtaking sort of hypocrisy.
I know a lawyer in California named Ford Green who has specialized in springing people from the Moonies, and part of it is called deprogramming. They have to get them and work with them with psychologists to undo the coercive persuasion that has been applied to them. Let's talk to Bob in Hollywood. Bob's got a comment for us. Oh, looks like the call dropped. Sorry, Bob. Call us back, and we'll try to squeeze you in if we can. One of the other things, John Gorenfeld, that fascinates me is at least the early connections between Reverend Moon and the Korean Central Intelligence Agency. For the longest time, his top lieutenant was Colonel Bo-hee Pak, P-A-K. And Colonel Pak, he had that title because he got it from his work at the Central Intelligence Agency in Korea. And when Reverend Moon first started to defend Richard Nixon, we saw the outlines of a kind of collusion between the security state of Korea and the security state of the United States. Does that linger to this day?
I'm not sure what the Korean CIA connection is to this day, but it was a major influence peddling scandal that barely anyone remembers that was a subject of a Capitol Hill probe that Moon was an agent of influence. This is on the front page of the New York Times.
John Gorenfeld, Bad Moon Rising. I'm Peter B. Collins here on the Tom Hartman Program, live from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Let's talk about mortgage insurance for a moment. Did you know that mortgage insurance is required on any loan above 80% of the equity on the home? That's right. As home values decline, the equity amount on your home will most likely decrease as well. As soon as it hits 80% of your loan amount, you'll be required to pay mortgage insurance on top of your current payment. Don't let an extra payment weigh you down. Now is the time to call 76 Mortgage to refinance out of that ARM into a low 30-year fixed before home values decline even more. 76 Mortgage can help you find out how much equity you have in your home, how close or far you are from that 80% mark, and save you hundreds of dollars on your monthly payment. For your free savings analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. They'll listen to your unique situation and get you into the loan that's right for you. And 76 Mortgage is locally owned and a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX. BK number 0907413. Don't get stuck paying mortgage insurance. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
The dedicated professionals at Austin Commercial in Phoenix stand beside sad students against destructive decisions in honoring our students and graduates for their accomplishments. With the excitement of spring break, prom night, and graduation parties, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. If you've had even a few drinks, play it safe. Call a taxi or have a sober friend drive you home. Make graduation a class act and take the next step into tomorrow by celebrating safety today. For SAD programs in our Maricopa County schools, visit SADonline.com. Proudly sponsored by Austin Commercial, specializing in commercial construction nationwide. Please call Austin Commercial for commercial construction, maintenance, and career opportunities at 602-267-1761. That's 602-267-1761. Or visit online at austin-ind.com. Austin Commercial, congratulating the class of 2008 and wishing all our students and graduates a future in health and prosperity.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online.
It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program is brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege.
That's Tom Hartman. This is his program. Tom returns tomorrow after his important trip to Darfur. We heard from him yesterday at the airport in Nairobi, and he is winging his way back to Portland. He expects to arrive about midnight local time tonight, and we'll be back live on the program tomorrow. I'm Peter B. Collins. My website's peterbcollins.com. You want to find out more about me? We're joined by Jesselyn McCurdy, a legislative counsel here in Washington at the American Civil Liberties Union. Welcome. How are you, Jesselyn?
Fine. Thank you for having me, Peter.
One of the things that I know you've been working on, we've actually seen some progress in recently. It started with the National Sentencing Commission, and then the Congress passed some legislation which has sharply changed the draconian laws that Joe Biden helped author after Len Bias died back in the 80s.
That's right.
That created this 101 difference between sentencing for crack cocaine and powder cocaine. Most people are familiar that crack convicts are generally African-American and inner city, and that powder cocaine, people convicted of use of possession of that are typically suburban whites.
Absolutely.
And we also, when you mix those together with the ugly chemistry of minimum mandatory sentences that tie the hands of judges, and then you see people who are bit players, the girlfriend, the guy at the gas station who answered the phone, who get drawn into these criminal conspiracy trials and end up being handed huge sentences because of what I just described.
Mm-hmm.
We've had huge injustices in this country. How many convicts do you believe have been unjustly sentenced behind these crack laws who are currently serving terms?
Actually, what we know is right now there are 19,500 people who are, have been convicted of crack cocaine offenses who would be eligible for a change in their sentence based on the Sentencing Commission's decision in December of 2007. And so that's a significant number of people in one context, but in the other context, we're talking about 600,000 people a year are released from prison. So in that context, it's a very small number. And the 19,500 people who are eligible to have their sentence reviewed would have their sentence reviewed over 30 years. So, you know, there was kind of a campaign by Attorney General Mukasey to paint this as a bunch of violent criminals are going to be coming out of prison. Well, that's just not true. There, at most, will only be 2,200 people who will be eligible to have their sentence reduced under the new guidelines of the Sentencing Commission. Many of them will not have their sentence reduced, depending on what type of crime they committed. And all of them will have served their mandatory sentence, 5, 10, 15, some cases 20 years in prison before they're even eligible to be resentenced.
Now, does either the work of the Sentencing Commission or the legislation address the inequities of these bit players I referred to?
The Sentencing Commission, the work of the Sentencing Commission does not, and that's why it's so important for Congress to act. Congress still needs to act.
It's passed the House, is that right?
It has not passed the House. There were hearings in both the Senate and the House in last month on this issue. We're hoping that a bill will soon be discussed in the Senate particularly. Mm-hmm. That seems like where there's some movement. But really, the Supreme Court, I should mention also, the Supreme Court addressed this issue back in December and handed down a decision in the Kimbrough case, which said that judges now, under the new decision, the Booker decision, can sentence people below the sentencing guidelines in these crack cocaine offenses if they disagree with the policy of 100-to-1.
And the technical term for that is a downward departure.
Is a downward departure in sentencing. And so that was, I mean, in this particular, with this particular Supreme Court, that was a 7-to-2 decision. Even these judges on the Supreme Court that obviously are very conservative, mm-hmm. particularly on criminal justice issues, recognize the unfairness that is built into both, I think, the mandatory minimum structure of sentencing, right. as well as the sentencing guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, I think, an important sea change, because since the 1980s, we have simply ratcheted up laws. We have zero tolerance for this and zero tolerance for that. And a lot of it is nonsensical. It may make people feel good at the time or help somebody win an election. But when you actually try to rationalize the penalties for various crimes, it's all haywire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in California, if you're a third striker, you can get 25 years for stealing a bicycle. And it happened. And that's not what the intent of the voters was, even though I think they were misguided in passing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. So do you see any broad softening in this draconian approach? Are we ready, for example, to reduce minimum mandatories in other criminal categories?
I do. I think particularly on the state level, we're seeing a rethinking of why and how long we are incarcerating people in this country. For example, I recently heard that Governor Schwarzenegger in California is reconsidering, particularly, and is beginning to pardon some of the older prisoners. I think that's something that many states need to really look at in terms of what we know. Every study that has ever been done on older prisoners says once you get above the age of 45, your risk in terms of committing violent crime is so nil to none that it really doesn't make sense for us to continue to spend $25,000 a year to incarcerate you, and that is particularly related to life without parolers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really need to, I think, because we spend $65 billion a year on incarceration, we are becoming...
Hey, we're number one.
We're number one.
We're number one in the world.
That's right. Unlike the NCAA March Madness, this is not something to be proud of, to
right.
be number one.
Yeah.
And we incarcerate more people in this world than mm-hmm. I think any other country. 1 in 100 persons in this country are in prison or jail at any day of the week.
And the disparity on African-American males is causing generational issues.
And on any given day, 1 in 15 African-American males are in prison in this country. And on any given day, 1 in 9 African-American males between 18 and 34 are in prison.
Yeah. Jesselyn McCurdy, thanks for the work you're doing. I hope it really achieves some good results.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for the American Civil Liberties Union on every front. On FISA, on Guantanamo, and torture. You folks are doing a lot of great work. Give my best to Anthony Romero,
will
you?
Thank you.
I'm Peter B. Collins. Thanks for listening to the Tom Hartman Program. You can drop me an email. It's peter@peterbcollins.com. And Tom will return tomorrow, right here on Air America.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit tomhartmanradio.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call now for your free CD. 1-800-303-1188.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now. 800-303-1188. 800-303-1188.
SpeakTheTruthToPower.com and 1480 KPHX proudly present A Night with Ray McGovern, Friday, April 11th at Grace Lutheran Church.
Be informed and inspired by Patriot Ray McGovern, a 27-year CIA veteran that has briefed seven presidents, defied the power of the Bush administration, and confronted Donald Rumsfeld and his lies.
Now McGovern is spreading the truth about our involvement in Iraq and Iran and what influence you can have on these policies. Tickets are going fast at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
$14.80 in advance and $20 at the door. Meet Ray McGovern from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and participate in the program from 7 to 8:30.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com or call 602-650-0746.
Special thanks to Arizona Alliance for Peace and Justice,
Phoenix Chapter of Progressive Democrats of America,
Ron Lavitt,
and Esprit de Corps Gallery.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Fed moves to ease concerns about the economy, cutting a key interest rate by 0.75 points. The markets had been expecting the cut, and all of the major indices have been up strongly today, the Dow now up by about 330 points. Despite the Fed action, economist Ken Malin says a recession is still a real possibility.
We're still really on the borderline of a recession, and things can go either way. Actually, if you do some arithmetic on some of the economic numbers coming out, it's something close to zero.
President Bush is also talking about the economy, again trying to ensure investors. AP's Mark Smith has been traveling with the president in Florida. Mark, what's the president talking about?
Well, Diane, after the dramatic weekend takeover of investment bank Bear Stearns, the president says the Fed and Treasury are closely watching the markets and will move aggressively if it's needed.
The point I want to make to you is if there needs to be further action, we'll take it in a way that does not damage the long-term health of our economy.
We spoke on a windy dockside here in Jacksonville, touting a bright spot for the economy, booming exports. With several free trade deals pending, he says rejecting them would send the wrong signal. Diane?
After several days of controversy over inflammatory comments made by his pastor, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama today tried to distance himself from all the rhetoric.
We've heard my former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, use incendiary language to express views that have the potential not only to widen the racial divide, but views that denigrate both the greatness and the goodness of our nation, and that rightly offend white and black alike.
5 weeks from now, Pennsylvania will hold its primary. The latest poll in Pennsylvania indicates that Clinton holds a 12-point lead over Obama in that state. This is AP Radio News. A challenge to one of the nation's most restrictive gun laws is being heard by the Supreme Court. Washington, D.C.'s ban on handguns has been in effect for 30 years. City officials say it is needed as a matter of public safety. Opponents of the ban say it violates the Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms.